This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESV Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRRFM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into a week 7 showdown where we see the Bradford Owls take on the Brookville Raiders. It is homecoming weekend down here in Brookville. The Owls are just coming off a heartbreaking loss last week to Monita, where they had a 2-score lead at some point in that game. And the game kind of got a little ugly for them, and they kind of lost it at the end. So we're hoping to see the Owls rebound tonight. We did see some good things, though, from Talon Reese, and the offense was actually moving the ball kind of at will. They just some instances they weren't able to punch the ball into the end zone, Mark.
I expect to hear a little bit more from a couple guys I didn't see much of last week. Matt Perry being one of them to step up, make a few passes. It was good to see Logan Kohler get his first varsity touchdown. And, you know, watching that kid the last few weeks, he is fast. So hopefully they're able to figure out a way to utilize him. And also on the defensive line, freshman Jake Abers has been playing really well, and I expect to see more from him.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of the underclassmen kind of step up in a bigger way on the varsity program, which isn't something that Bradford's been used to in the past, because most teams you see a lot of upperclassmen where they're the junior or seniors on the team. Those will be the primary guys, but we're starting to see a trend here with the Owls where we're seeing the younger guys kind of step up. We have Talon, who's a sophomore quarterback, Logan, who's going to keep playing his way into the lineup, Jake Abers, Evan Whitmore. We're just seeing a lot of things are happening for the Owls. It's just a matter of time when all the puzzle pieces come together for that. But yeah, tonight is homecoming for Brookville. I am Cam Snodgrass, normally the color commentator, but I'm going to be doing play-by-play tonight while Jimmy's at home, not feeling too good. And I'm joined by our statistician, Mark Irvin, tonight.
Pulling a little double duty instead of hiding in my corner.
That's right.
Try this side of the mic.
That's right. But anyways, I do believe Jimmy did talk with Coach Puglio, so we're going to go ahead and go straight to that.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio in front of the Bradford Owls Week 7, another road trip this time down to Brookville. Thanks for joining me again today, Coach.
Yep, happy to be here.
All right, so we are taking another little road trip, not nearly as long as last week in Monita. Speaking of that Monita game, that first half of Monita was some good football going back and forth. The Owls held a lead for a little bit. Monita was able to take a 3-point lead in the halftime, and that's really what did it. It was a knockdown, drag-out battle for the entire second half, and Monita just kind of was able to hold on for the win. But what were some of your bigger takeaways from that Week 6 matchup?
It's coming. You know, I feel like, you know, I wish we would have held them at the end of the half there. You know, I think we had a good plan in for that last drive, and we just couldn't hold them. I feel like, you know, offensively, too, at the end of the half, we got a little conservative where we should have kind of been maybe attacking the clock more than them, you know, run the clock out. So those are things, you know, as coaches, we got to look at and kind of put ourselves in a better position, especially going into the half. We really needed to go into the half with a lead, and we just weren't able to do it.
Yeah, it was a close. I mean, they just barely squeaked that last touchdown in before the half, and then again, the second half was almost a stalemate, except for you know, the end of the fourth quarter, things got a little the tension got a little high, and we started seeing some penalties there, some ejections there. So we'll be missing a couple guys this week, I think, according to a PIAA rules. Is that just still, you know, next man up? We gotta bring somebody in for this week and let them ride it out.
Yeah, I think, you know, it just that's what it is. Next guy up, and we just move forward with who we have. I thought we showed some great intensity on defense in that second half, and that's something we need to bring to the table tonight. We haven't been able to play with intensity for, you know, extended periods of time, and it's really kind of hurt us. You know, I'd like to see us offensively be a little bit more aggressive as well, too. Don't be afraid to take chances. I'd like to see Lucas get more involved in our offense more consistently, too. So those are things we've been kind of addressing this week in practice, and see if we can make it happen tonight.
Yeah, speaking of Lucas Laktash, he had a really good game. Seven catches, I think, for close to 140 yards and a touchdown. Reese ends up just shy of 300 yards, a couple interceptions in there. And another guy, Troy Adkins. And with Laktash kind of taking over the kicking duties, Adkins doing a lot of the return work, Adkins has turned into a real, like, strong downhill runner. Me and Cam were talking that he's kind of an angry runner these last few weeks. You see that coming through in practice as well?
Yeah, that's the intensity I'm talking about. I mean, Troy has it, Lucas has it. We need that to rub off. Guys that play it with high intensity are going to be hard to stop, and Troy definitely has high intensity. But I really like the way he's playing right now, both sides of the ball, too. I mean, he's playing really well on defense because he plays with high intensity. Now, it's been the theme of the week. You know, can we bring intensity to this, you know, to Brookville tonight? And, you know, I think if we can in bigger numbers and larger quantities, we can make some things happen.
Yeah. Brookville, by the way, is coming off a big upset win over St. Mary's. 22-19, I think, was the final score. Their guy, Jackson Zimmerman, was an absolute workhorse. He carried the ball, I think, what might be a Brookville school record. I don't think they're sure, but it was like 37 times for 230-some yards, couple of touchdowns. So, again, another big running team, something that we are running into again, but also have been struggling a little bit with recently. Or do you still think that it's just a couple of tweaks away? Are they close to putting those together, making those keys, making those stops?
Yeah, I think, you know, and we're still really young and experienced at some of those key spots in the middle of our defense. We're playing some freshmen. We're playing sophomores mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taken them time to get enough reps in, game reps, so they can kind of see things in front of them. So, you know, I like the way we're progressing. We're still not anywhere where we need to be in stopping the run right now. And it's going to be put to the test tonight. But I think that, you know, the work that we're seeing, you know, Jordy Thompson, Evan Whitmore are really coming along, and I really like the way they're playing together inside. And because they're able to do that, we're able to move Lucas around to some other places that he can help us. So, you know, might see Lucas line up some different spots tonight, just trying to generate pressure, just trying to make things happen, you know, try to, you know, think outside the box a little bit with it and then just see what we can do.
Well, I have enjoyed seeing kind of the different packages you've put together on defense this season. And tonight, like you said, they'll be put to the test again against Brookville. And we've seen them kind of do bits and pieces of the right thing. They just haven't done it. They've contained the middle really well, but then the edges get a little sloppy, stuff like that. So I think if they put it together, they stand a good chance about darn near anybody in the district. So thanks for joining me again today, Coach. I look forward to seeing them down there in Brookville. And hopefully they can get out there and surprise some people tonight.
Yep, thanks for having me. Let's go Owls.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily Buck a Beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
That was the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio, Mark. What we heard in there was Coach Jeff has wanted to see a little bit more intensity, and kind of what we've been saying all year is they want to see everything come put together, basically. And I think that's what it is, because there's some games that we have a great first half, and then we just kind of fall apart the second half, where we just don't look like a football team that first half, and then come the second half, everything starts coming together. So we kind of got to find a way to put everything together and to chase that elusive victory, because we're on 24 straight losses right now, dating back 3 years.
Yeah, and I think they hit the nail right on the head there. The intensity of a couple guys needs to rub off, and it comes down to, you know, do they really want it? You know, they really have to go after it. And I think there's a chance to prove that tonight, especially with some young guys having to step up with injuries and other things going on. Some guys are out. So I'm looking forward to this matchup tonight.
Yeah, and this is a winnable game for the Owls. Brookville also, in their own rights, are having struggles this season after being a District 9 somewhat powerhouse last year. Now they're struggling as well. They're coming in with a 2-4 record. And I mean, the Owls are 0-6, as you guys know, and you know, the Owls are looking for something. If you look at the schedule, this is one of those games that you have circled down, like this could be the what if game, but Brookville might be putting it all together, because last week I believe they upset St. Mary's.
They did. I did see that, and that was a big upset that sent some wrinkles through. I actually heard about that on the statewide news. But they got their homecoming here tonight, so hopefully the Owls come out, got a little extra pep in their step to try to ruin the homecoming celebration for them. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, they certainly had their chance last week down in Moniteau, because it was Moniteau's homecoming last week, and now this week is Brookville's. The one thing that I'm hoping to see is I want consistency from Talon, because he's got to start taking the shots downfield. Because I mean, if you watch the game, we're seeing a lot of one-on-one matchups for these receivers, and that's something Talon has to capitalize on.
Yeah, and he's proven that he's definitely got the arm to get it there. And I mean, he's thrown some beautiful passes all year long. I mean, guys are catching it right in stride. So, and the kid's a warrior. He's taken a beating this year, and he pops right back up. He's definitely a gamer.
Yeah, he's certainly taking some shots. The Eldred game comes to mind, the Countersport game. Dubois, he took a few good lookings against Dubois. And, I mean, he just keeps getting back up. And that's what you get with Talon. He's a pocket passer. He's not a flashy quarterback. He's not going to run 10, 15 yards down the field. He wants to sit in the pocket, and he wants to make a good pass, whether it's across the middle, up the seam, down the sideline, wherever it is. But he just hasn't really gotten the time to do that this year. And when he does get the time, he's capitalizing on it, but he's also still going short. And in some situations, you got to start stretching the field a little bit. Moniteau last week, though, was another example. Like, it was there. And when he did try to go deep, he found Lucas Laktash for a big 76-yard touchdown, I believe.
Yep, 78 yards. And I'd actually like to see Bradford mix more of the run into this, keep these defenses a little more honest. The first drive against Dubois comes to mind. I mean, they rushed the ball 8 times and threw the ball 7 times. It was a 15-yard drive, and Dubois couldn't stop them. And so I'd like to see – and Dubois is a tough defense. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see a mix more of the run and maybe open it up a little bit more for Talon, because, like I said, he's got the skill and the want to do it. So let's see him do it. Let's open it up and let him have some fun out there.
Yeah, and the run sets up the pass. The pass doesn't ever set up the run. And I think the coaches are doing that, because we've noticed over the course of the past few weeks that they have been getting the ball into Troy Atkins' hands. He's just been a dog.
Oh, absolutely.
Dog all year. And I just would like to see more opportunities for him. And I think coaches are starting to catch on to that, and they're starting to find a way to implement it, because when you run an air raid offense, Mark, it's pass first, pass first, pass first, deacon dunk, whether you're going to have a receiver out to the left, bubble screen, you're going to try to hit a slant with your big guy across the middle, stretch the field with your fastest guy on the right-hand side. That's a lot of that, but all that means nothing if you're not running the ball, because they're just going to drop 6, 7, or even 8 guys in the coverage. So they got to keep the defense honest. And speaking of defense, I think last week against Moniteau was our best defensive showing. I believe before the ejection by AJ, I think he was up to, 14, 15 tackles?
He had 15 tackles and an interception.
Yeah, and that's an AJ. I mean, that's going to be a big missing piece today, because I believe AJ's out. But, yeah, I mean, that defense stepped up, and the game kind of only got out of hand in that fourth quarter. The Owls were in it, like I said. They had the 2-score lead. At some point, just things got chippy, and the Owls let the emotions get kind of out of control, a little retaliation. The next thing you know, you got a couple ejections, and you have the heartbreaker right at the end of the first half with that touchdown, which I'm sure Bradford knows how I feel about.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
But, yeah, anyways, we're going to go right into the starting lineups brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate. Obviously, quarterback number two, Talon Reese. Then we'll have a mixture of running back Troy Adkins, who's number eight, number 26, Jordy Thompson. We'll have Lucas Laktash, number 11, at receiver. Matt Perry, number 15, at receiver. Isaiah Fenton, number 7. We'll see Luke Kerr, Landon McGarry, Alex Gangloff, Andy Goliar on the line. And I'm not sure who's going to be filling in because I know that we have two suspended for ejection. So we might see a little bit more Logan Kohler today in that fourth receiver spot. And on defense, I mean, you got to find a way to replace AJ Gleason because they made the recent move to put him at safety. And now they have him.
Yeah, and word's gotten around in a hurry that that kid can lay down a hit.
Yeah, but now you got to replace that because you don't have that this week. But we'll see Alex Gangloff at D tackle, and then you'll see Luke Kerr at the other D tackle, and then a defensive end. That's one of our guys who is out for this week, Joe Carey. Whoever's filling in for him, which I would expect probably Jacob Abers, or we'll see Jesse Taylor filling in at the end spot. Linebackers, Lucas Laktash, Evan Whitmore, Carter Cawley, Greg Tyler, and then our secondary, you got cornerbacks Matt Perry, Isaiah Fenton, and then Troy Adkins is floating around somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's intense as he's been playing recently. I wouldn't be surprised to see him make some big plays out there tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of who the Owls have been leaning on is Troy Adkins, because he's just kind of emerged out of came out of nowhere, right?
He
just exploded this year, and he's playing with a purpose this year. And it seems like it's only him and a few other kids. But if we can get all these kids routed up, then I mean, if they can put it all together, there's no reason why they can't be beating these teams.
Oh, I agree 100%. And like I said, it just comes back to, you know, playing as a team and these young guys stepping up and filling these roles and you know, making the best of their opportunities and, you know, getting out there and giving everything they got.
Yeah, and that's our starting lineups presented by Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate. While we're waiting, we're going to go ahead and go to another commercial break. This is Owls Football, brought to you by WESB Sports.
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
Plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back.
WESB Sports.
This is Cam Snodgrass with the WESB Sports for the Bradford Owls football, joined by Mark Irvin. We still got some time to kill here while we're waiting for kickoff and we got the band line for Brookville. What I was going to talk to you about, Mark, is special teams, because special teams last week, that basically broke that game. We had, at first, it was kind of leaning in the Owls' favor, where every kick, every start of the possession was at the 40, 45-yard line, so the Owls were getting great possession, and they were driving down the field, and the second half, again, tail of two halves, black and white, because the second half, everything started going in Monatos' favor.
Yeah, I mean, when you're getting 20
kids, that's kind of like where the spark came from, because the Owls got up early, and that was their first lead of the year, double-digit lead of the year on it. So, I mean, the recipe's there. It's just, again, you got to put it all together.
Yeah, Lucas Laktash has been out there kicking, and he's been impressive. I mean, that kid can do everything.
Yeah, he's kind of – last year's Dalton Dixon, because Dalton Dixon was the kicker, the punter, leading receiver, and it's Lucas this year that's taken over those responsibilities. And I think last week too, Isaiah Fenton had a blocked field goal as well.
Correct. Yep.
So if you can put it all together.
I was just waiting for Fenton to get one, because if you notice every single extra point a team's tried, he's close coming off that right end every time.
And that's not even an exaggeration, because you just kind of wait and you hold your breath on when is he going to get his field goal block. And and last week too, there were some points left on the field for the opportunity to kick a field goal, which would have been an extra point, or the distance from a extra point, and that Owls elected to go for it, and obviously didn't go in their favor. And then Monotod drove down the field and then scored that touchdown right before the end of the half. Not that it makes a difference, but it's a big momentum change. And that's something that we see with the Owls, as that's how they reacted. They got to learn how to react to adversity, because if I had to pick one weakness, it's probably that, is they don't react well to adversity, and they got to do that. But we've seen them come onto the field and they're already looking fired up.
Yeah, let's hope this carries over. And like you said, they got to learn to leave the last play in the past and look forward to the next one. And that goes both good and bad plays. Obviously get excited for the good ones.
Yeah.
But those bad ones, you just got to brush off. Nothing you can do about it before. Let's go. And they don't seem to be able to turn that corner when stuff like that happens.
No, having a football mindset, you got to leave it in the past, because like you said, you're not changing nothing. You can't change the outcome of what happened in the past. And they just got to quit dwelling on it and not move on to the next play. And me being a coach for youth football, it's exactly what I tell my kids, is if something doesn't go right, who cares? We're going to move on to the next one. You can't control it. Don't hang your head over it, because that's just going to lead you into more poor decision making. So, there's that. But I did want to get to, we have a bunch of District 9 matchups tonight. We got Monota at Central Clarion, with Central Clarion still undefeated, and they look like the class of.
Yeah, District they're a 9. Juggernaut for they, sure.
They for sure are. And then you got Red Bank Valley, who lost a heartbreaker last year in the state championship game. They're taking on Kane, who's kind of in a rebuilding mode with the new coach and staff. You got Keystone at Brockway, and Brockway does have a good, pretty decent quarterback. He's the leading District 9 in passing, and I believe he's second or third in the state overall.
That's impressive.
Out of all classes. Then you got a big matchup, another District 9 small school powerhouse, Port Allegheny. They're taking on Union AC Valley. And then we got Punxsutawney. They're at Carn City, and Punxsutawney seems like one of those teams that are hot and cold, because they come out of the gate, they put that pounding on us in week one, lose the next game, and they go on to beat a powerhouse, which I think was Dubois. They beat Dubois.
Mm-hmm.
So they've just been hot and cold. And so Punxsutawney's kind of.
Yeah, and their lead running back, Zeke, he just last week took over. He's the leading rusher in the history of Punxsutawney now.
Wow. Yeah, we bear witness to that. We unfortunately were a product of that. We may have helped them get there a little bit. And then we have Dubois St. Mary's, which is a big matchup for District 9, a little rivalry there with the Flying Dutchman and the Beavers. And then we got Sheffield at Cameron County, a battle of the probably two of the smallest schools in District 9. Those are always fun. And then we got Tyrone at Clearfield. We have Otto Eldred at Countersport, which we've faced both of those teams. And I think that's probably another exciting game to pay attention to, because those are fringe playoff teams for District 9 small school. Yep. And then we got Elk County Catholic at Bucktail. And then we have Ridgeway at Smithport, which both teams there are 1-5. So,
I was reading a little bit about into that game earlier this week, and that seems like that's going to be a real dogfight. That's going to be, a close game. And we'll, again, it's going to come down to who wants it more up there.
Yep, that's right. But we are getting ready for the national anthem, so we're going to send it to commercial break. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Good evening and welcome back to Bradford Isles Football on WESB Sports. The national anthem just wrapped up. It looks like Brookville is playing their alma mater right now. One thing, Mark, that I wanted to bring up with me being a former wrestler is I know Brookville is a powerhouse wrestling school. So what we expect from the wrestling team to the football team is sure tackling, physical football. They're not going to be easy to bring down on the offensive side of the ball. They're going to hit hard and hit often.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a smash mouth team that comes out, and they're going to be right in your face and take it or leave it. And it's going to be one of those deals. Stop us if you can.
Yeah, and then, I mean, and obviously, like I said earlier, Brookville having the down year right now. This is an opportunity for the Owls to kind of get that physical football team and spread them out a little bit. And if we see, I mean, Brookville traditionally plays a cover two on defense. And if they want to stop, you're hoping for man-to-man coverage if you're Coach Zitnik, right? You want the man-to-man coverage because you're going to bet on your Lucas Lactashes. You're going to bet on your Isaiah Fentons and all that. So, again, it's going to come down to Talon Reese and how well he's spreading the ball around, because you don't want to focus just on one receiver. You don't want 10 targets going to Lucas Lactash, two going to Isaiah, one to Troy, one to Logan Kohler, whoever fills in for that spot.
Yeah,
you want to split it up evenly because you want to be able to attack all angles of the football field.
Yeah, and I expect, like I said in pregame earlier, is expect to see and hear more from Matt Perry tonight. I think it's going to open up some opportunities for him, as well as maybe Adkins and Jordy Thompson out of the backfield. I mean, more than just those bubble screens, maybe get a chance to get out and down the middle a little bit. And for what I noticed, this Brookville team is quite young, so maybe they can exploit that.
Yeah.
Open it up a little bit.
Yeah, in order to be successful, you got to be able to exploit weaknesses, and that's what the Owls are looking to do tonight against the Brookville Raiders, who are donning the navy blue jerseys with the white numbers, and the Owls, obviously, in their away uniforms, wearing the white jersey tops with the black pants. But, I mean, I've been paying attention to the sideline, and they seem extra fired up for tonight, so must have had a good week of practice. Knowing how close they were, you feel like they're scraping, like their hands reaching kind of out of the gutter, and they're almost there.
So, yeah, they can definitely feel it. I truly believe with this team being as young as they are, getting the experience that they're getting, the next couple of years are going to be real special for Bradford football. But we got to make it through the rest of this season first, and now I see we got our captains coming out on the field.
We do have our captains coming out, so we are going to send it to one more commercial break, and by the time we get back, we should be ready for kickoff. This is Cameron with the Bradford Owls on WESB Sports.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football. They are still doing the coin toss right now. I just wanted to remind the beautiful folks at home that we are still doing Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Our first quarter contestant is going to be Carol Frigo. So if the Owls score in the first quarter, that means you're going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If there's no score, no sweat, you're still going to get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So Carol Frigo, good luck to you in the first quarter. And we're still looking to see who's going to get the ball first, the referees.
They're explaining some rules to them real quick there.
Yep, probably added a little precaution due to last week. It looks like the Owls won the toss and they're going to decline it. And it looks like Brookville is going to have their back to their school. And the Brookville will receive it starting in the first quarter. So we're going to get an early look at the Owls defense right off the rip. What are you expecting tonight?
Expecting some of these young guys to really step up, especially like we've commented earlier, Abers and Whitmore have played well. Having Lucas Lactash out there, his intensity, just his knowledge of the game and former wrestler. So he's going to bring the best game he can. Hopefully that spreads off and these younger guys can lean on his experience and a couple of the older guys there and show these guys a tough football game.
Yep, they certainly need it. And I hopefully tonight's the night they put it all together. We're going to have the Owls working right to left here in the first quarter, getting ready to kick off. We have Lactash setting up right now for the kickoff. Brookville is now taking the field with their kick return team. Looking at the stats for Brookville early on, it looks like we have Charlie Krug, who was the main quarterback. One of the Krugs were because it's a whole family down here, but we'll see who comes out as quarterback. But the Owls are set for kickoff. Arm goes up in the air for Lucas Lactash. We're about ready to roll. Whistles go. E-pad slap, and boom, we're off. And it's a kick to right about the 30. It's a muff kick. Picked up. Ooh, brought down big
hit by Lactash.
Lactash kicks the ball off, then gets downfield, able to clean it up. The Brookville Raiders are going to be starting at the 25-yard line.
There's our Lucas showing his presence on the field already. I mean, that was impressive to kick the ball off and get down there and make the tackle. I'll take that intensity.
Yeah, all day. All day. And Lactash, another wrestler. He's another dog. Another dog. And Bradford comes out in their standard 4-4, which can be a 5-3 hybrid. They'll normally sneak a guy up, but Brookville showing pass right now with twins right and two in the backfield. Out of shotgun. There's a snap. Carry at the 30-yard line.
Oh,
at the 40. And he's going to be brought down right about the 48-yard line by
Isaiah Fitton.
Yeah, by Isaiah Fitton. Probably saved a touchdown there. Brought down. That was number 26, Braden Davis. 6'3", 250-pound running back, Mark.
Yeah, he's going to be tough.
That's a grown man.
That is a grown man.
You got to ID him. I want to see his birth certificate.
I see the Owls started a couple of young guys at middle linebacker there, and they've impressed me so far. That'd be Whitmore and Jordy Thompson.
Oh,
so.
For sure. Yeah, we're going to see Brookville back in twins right again. We're going to see another handoff, too.
Oh, there's Lactash.
They weren't falling for it that time. That was Braden Davis again on the carry, and the Owls didn't let him go anywhere that time. Pick up of zero.
Zero. No Milch. Yards game.
Nada. I think he may have lost an inch right there. Same formation again, it looks like. Twins right.
Yeah, it looks like Brookville's going with a no-huddle offense here and looking to their wristbands for where they're headed.
Brookville's looking like they're going to try to set up the pass. I believe Zimmerman last week was denied player of the week on their team. Oh, we're going to see a fake shovel pass. Middle. Braden Davis. Oh, no, that's number 9. That's a new back. That's Jackson Zimmerman, who we were just talking about. And he's another 6'1" running back at 210 pounds. So we're seeing early on that Brookville has size and not afraid to use it in the backfield.
Yeah, and Tyson Ray, a name we haven't called a lot this year, was there on the tackle for the Owls.
Tyson's always been a dog. I've watched him come up through youth football up to varsity now. Oh, we got a little jump by the Owls. Nothing called. Burkeville's checking the wrist coach, Twins right again. Braden Davis to the left in the wing position. This is going to be a handoff to Jackson Zimmerman right up the middle, hammering down over some guys. It's going to be clearly enough for a first down.
Look like Jake Aberson there to clean up the mess amongst the host of other Owls.
Yeah, and what you want to see is when you're getting beat up the middle and beating on the run early, you got to know that you have to attack your gaps and stay committed to your gaps. So that's what the Owls have to crack down on. But Brookville hasn't changed their formation yet. Still, twins right, split, not even split back, you have a wing to the left and the running back, single back motion. Number 11, shovel pass. 11 chasing 11. And that's going to be out of bounds. Looks like a pickup of about 6-7 yards.
Yeah, and Atkins came out of nowhere and forced him out of bounds there. So, again, making his presence felt. And, you know, they're moving the ball pretty well at this point. I mean, they're down to their 30-yard line, 28-yard line, right down in that area.
29-yard line. Yeah, Brookville's not holding anything back. Twins right again. You gotta assume that pass is coming again, or it's coming. So now they have the big back there, Davies. He's lined up on the right side in the wing. So here's the pass to number 11, Kuntzelman. Kuntzelman out on the edge, and that's a great touchdown saving tackle.
Another one by Fitton.
And we're seeing early on that Brookville guys, they're kind of scrappy.
Yeah, they're
not. They're not being brought down on that first tackle. Yeah, now is where the chess game comes in between coaches, because now they know we can throw the ball and we're running the ball against you. So it's kind of, we're going to see what the Owls can do to kind of, you know, limit that a little bit.
Yeah, try to counter it and come up with a big play of their own here.
They're going to have to bring pressure at some point. We're seeing Twins right again. Another shovel. Oh, fake shovel pass.
Right up the middle.
Right up the middle by Zimmerman, and he's going to get down to just about the 5-yard line.
And Atkins in on the tackle there, and that saved another touchdown there.
Another touchdown, but man, you saw all the Owls right there get put on ice skates. They thought that shovel pass was coming. Quarterback gave him the fake shovel pass, handoff right up the middle, and split the gap. I mean, and then give credit to the offensive line by Brookville. They're doing a good job.
Yeah, they have the blocks. That one play they got no gain on, and that's been it. They've been really sealing it off for them.
There's a first down and goal from the 6-yard line. And here is big number 9, Jackson Zimmerman. I'm just perplexed by the size of these running backs. You don't see running backs this big. Normally you'll see them plugged in at tight end or kind of a hybrid lineman, and Brookville says they're going to my backfield. They're athletic.
Yeah.
And they're fast.
And 5 foot, 735-pound Eric Himes just brought him down. And he put a pretty good hit on him, too.
He did. We're going to see second down and goal from the 1-yard line for the Raiders. We're going to see, wing T. And we're going to see a handoff to Jackson Zimmerman. And that's going to be a touchdown for the Raiders. Jackson Zimmerman on the 1-yard scamper in for the end zone. Got the fire trucks going on in the end zone. Nice sight to see. It's pretty cool. The fire trucks going off anytime there's a score.
Oh, geez. That's pretty cool.
What the Owls should do is anytime there's a score, is just get like a big owl screech.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to Chief Taylor and see if we can get a fire truck down there next week.
All right. Brookville's on for the extra point. Oh, we got a flag. What's it going to be? Looked like he said offsides, and he's looking at the Owls. Yep, offsides against the Owls. So a lineman must have had his head over the ball, and that's when the referees are going to call that. So now you're going to stick with the extra point. You're going to go for the 2-point conversion from the 1-yard line because they're going to stick with the extra point.
Right, smart move this early in the game.
Oh, it's a fake. It's a fake. You got speed to the outside, and that's going to be in for a 2-point conversion. For the Brookville Raiders, that's going to bring the score 8-0 with 7 minutes and 30 seconds left. We're going to take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
On the internet, there are tons of special networking websites, but one stands apart. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. Did you know in the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant? If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, please visit MatchingDonors.com.
WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw the Brookville Raiders drive down methodically against the Owls defense and hang up a tutty and the fake extra point for a 2-point conversion where the Raiders have an 8-0 lead over your Bradford Owls. The Raiders here are teeing up for the kickoff. And Mark, this is where the Owls have to win. Like, if you can win two of the three, you're most likely going to win the game.
Right, and it looks like we got Atkins and Lactash back.
And that's a low spiraling kick. It's going to go.
I'm not sure how that ball stayed in bound. No, it did go out. Yep.
If they go out, that's going to be extra yards added on. We'll see where the Owls take the field for their first shot on offense. So now you got to answer to what was a methodic drive that took 4.5 minutes off the clock against these physical boys. They call them farm boys down here in Brookville, and they look every bit of it, strong, tough. And it's a chilly night tonight in all of Brookville, no sleeves. While the Owls, you see, we got guys long sleeves, hoodies, everything to stay warm. All these Brookville guys sleeveless.
After that penalty, the Owls look like they're starting on their own 35.
Yep. So we're going to see trips left. The Owls are working from right to left, single high to a single receiver to the right, which is Lactash. Talon takes a snap. Fake pass. We're going to get a handoff to Troy Atkins, and it's going to be a gain of maybe a yard, half a yard. It's going to bring up a second down and 9 for the Owls. So right off the bat, we're getting a run to kind of set the standard for the game. We're going to see if we're going to stay committed to it or not. Brookfield, big audible.
Yeah, it looks like they brought the Speedy Kohler out to our side here. Another pitch.
I believe that was Troy Atkins. He's going to pick up nothing. He didn't get nothing there. That's going to be it, yeah. So the Owls early said we're going to run the ball. But now you kind of backed yourself up. Now you're in a passing situation, which we've seen the Owls get successful here because they do run an excellent screen with Troy Atkins out of the spot.
Yeah, it looks like they sent to the trips to the opposite side this time on the Owls' right-hand side. So.
All right, Talon's back for the snap, claps. Oh, got a little jump. There's going to be flag, and looks like the Owls reacted to it because that defense did not come across the ball. It looks like it's going to be a false start against the Owls, which is going to back them up 5 yards. It's going to make it a more difficult third down conversion. And by the way that it looks, the Owls probably still going to run the same thing. It looks like they had something a long place designed up for. So staying in the same formation, trips right. You got Lactash at the bottom of the screen, one-on-one. There's a snap, drop back, little bubble screen to Lucas Lactash, wrapped up, gain maybe of 2 yards. It's going to bring up fourth down and long for the Owls. What did you see there on the offense, Mark?
I like that they tried to run the ball the first couple times. Just got to get that offensive line. I mean, I know they got a big pass because that's a big defensive line for Brookville out there. But hopefully it'll open up the pass a little bit more. They kind of see what they got in the first series there and make adjustment.
Yeah, something early on because you don't want the last thing you want is Brookville to come down and score again. But you got Lucas Lactash back the punt, low snap, had to get it off quick. Brookville was coming in, sending everyone on that. And it's going to be looks like a 19-yard punt right down to the 48 of Brookville. So yeah, the Raiders are taking over again. Excellent field position. The defense really has to dig their heels in right now. And they have to start. They have to send pressure at some point. You got to kind of do something to make sure that this game doesn't get ugly. Because if it's any indication what happened that first drive, this could be ugly quick. Because Brookville methodical and not much resistance on that first offensive drive for Brookville.
No, they did whatever they wanted, with the exception of that one play. But you know, the Owls guys, their heads are still up. They look still excited on the sideline over there. So anything can happen.
Anything, and it's just an early score, and it's not the worst thing in the world. But we've seen early on and earlier in the season that this would affect them deeply. So it comes down to your mental fortitude at this point. But we got to run on the inside to Zimmerman again.
Golly. Jordan Thompson in on the tackle that time.
That's going to be a 20-yard pickup for Zimmerman. No, 15, my bad. 15-yard pickup right up the gut again.
Yeah, and we've seen Lucas Lackbash coming on a blitz off the edge, and I mean, just good blocking, flat out good blocking by them. Took him right out of the play that time.
Yeah, well, you, I mean, on defense, you have to fight off your block, and you can't be controlled that way. So they always have to beat them with speed off the line, and that they have fast guys on that line.
Oh, for sure.
They just got to kind of dig their feet in and go 150 miles per hour. It's a handoff to Zimmerman again. Perfectly read. I couldn't see who that was on the tackle. I see Jordy Thompson coming up.
I think that was Gangloff on the tackle.
Alex Gangloff. Hey, you know what? Alex Gangloff, a little bit of a dog in him.
Yeah?
A little bit of dog in him.
Was he a wrestler, was he?
Nope.
No?
Nope, sure wasn't, but he is a little bit of a dog. Looks like we do have a timeout. We're going to call it a Taxin timeout presented by Taxin. The restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around.
I'm not a big pierogi fan, but I'm going to have to try them out. If I'm going to take your word for it, I'm going to give them a shot.
But yeah, we're going to go ahead and take that time out. We'll be back here in a moment. Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
If you are struggling to afford your internet bills during the pandemic, there's a temporary government program that may be able to help. It's called the Emergency Broadband Benefit, and it provides up to a $50 monthly discount on your broadband bill to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/broadbandbenefit or call toll-free at 833-511-0311. That's 833-511-0311.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football by WESB Sports. We're coming back right as the Raiders are running a play. It was an inside handoff to Jackson Zimmerman, and he was brought down. It looked like by Lucas Lactash.
It was. He got him lost the yard on that one.
So Lucas Lactash and there. Jordy Thompson. And the funny thing is, you got two really excellent wrestlers for the Owls right there and on that tackle. But yeah, we're. This is a first third down that we've seen. Nothing positive on this drive for Brookville. They got pushed back. It's going to be a third down and 11 for the Raiders.
Yeah, just another stop here. I mean, just bring the momentum up for Bradford and stop the momentum for Brookville would be huge right here.
You're certainly right, and it looks like it's going to be a rollout to the right by the quarterback. Nothing going on downfield. They find a open man, number 11. Going to be Braden Kunstelman. Is that going to be enough for a first down? Looks like he's just short.
And Lactash again on the tackle.
Yeah, so Lucas Lactash kind of picking up for AJ Gleason being gone. There, he's called his name a lot already.
He did get 7 yards on that play, so it's a big fourth and three here. They're already deep in Owls territory. So
yeah, they're going to definitely go for it. We got twins right again, and we got kind of a bunched formation in the backfield with the two massive running backs. They hand off to Zimmerman, and he's going to easily get it. Feet keep moving. He's going to get down to about the 19-yard line in Owls territory. So, yeah, another first down for Brookville. But the Owls, early on in that set of downs there, we saw that they were able to stop him and almost had the quarterback, but just wasn't able to capitalize and let a man get open and found a soft spot. Quarterback found him, gave him a little deke, and here we are, first down and 10 from the 19-yard line.
Like a shovel pass off to the left.
Yep, and he's moving, and he's going, he's rolling, and he's stumbling and bumbling, and he is in the end zone for the Raiders. It's going to be a Brookville touchdown. That's going to bring the score to 14-0 with 3:09 left to go in the first quarter, pending the extra point. Fire trucks are going off here. There's not an emergency. It's just the Raiders scoring a tutty.
And I think they caught the Owls defense a little off guard there. They had been taking a few moments, a few seconds off the play clock, and that time they lined up and the ball was off.
Yeah. And I didn't get a chance to see who that was for the touchdown. Was that Jackson Zimmerman again?
I didn't get a good view, so I'm not sure, but I believe so.
I believe so, too. And there's the extra point up, and it's good. That's going to bring the score to 15-0. The Brookville Raiders over the Bradford Owls, 3:09 left to go. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
All busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Brookville has a 15-0 lead. 3 minutes and 9 seconds left to go in the first quarter. This is homecoming for Brookville. The Owls kind of got to get things moving now.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a big series for them. Try to get some. I mean, even if they don't score, at least they can show that they can move the ball. Be huge, huge for their mind.
Yeah, they need a confidence booster, something to happen on this drive, whether it's just a nice play, few broken tackles, but hey, here's the kickoff. This is a deeper kickoff, not out of bounds, returned at the 15-yard line, and I believe that is
Lucas
Laktash.
That is Lucas Laktash.
Lucas Laktash shifting his way. He's going to get out to about the 39-yard line in their own territory. So yeah, we're going to see Talon take the field again. Coach Z got a good look at what the Raiders defense is going to look like. So now it's time to start picking it apart and going, because normally you script your first 10 plays, Mark,
okay,
as an offensive coordinator. So they're going to stick to the game plan. The first few didn't work. They're going to stick to it probably for one more drive, but they got to know, like, they got to capitalize on these. But we're going to see trips left, single receiver high. I was moving right to left. Alan Reese, there's a clap. Handoff to Jordy Thompson, and he's met in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. There's about three or four Raiders there to gobble him up. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, you got to add a little razzle-dazzle maybe to the play calling, because Brookville is all over the Owls. They are not smelling what the Owls are selling right now.
And absolutely not. I did notice, however, they moved a few more men up in the box, Brookville did, so hopefully that opens up.
Yeah,
they just have safety deep.
Yeah, they just went cover one right here, single high safety, so they're playing man. And Talon's got to capitalize. He's got a ball up in the air.
Oh
my God, what an excellent. Oh, here's a pass. There's interference. Down. Yeah, he never turned his head. Number two, Laktash had a good read on it. But number two, it looked like Noah Peterson made a good play, but never turned his body around. Had a little jersey tug.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get a pass interference on that, which, hey, maybe this is the moment that they needed to get something fired up. So, they're going to go ahead and move the ball down. Better yardage for the Owls so far. But, yeah, I mean, maybe this is the one thing that they needed, Mark.
That
little bump to get them going.
And it was perfect time. I mean, like you said, Brookville dropped into a cover one, and it opened up Laktash on the outside here.
Yep, and right now, and they jump right back into cover two, double safety. There's a clap. Snap. Talon back the pass. Oh, he overthrew it. I can't see who it was intended for, but it sailed about 5 yards away from.
That was intended for Tyson Ray.
Tyson Ray. I believe he's back on the football team. Because I don't think that he was to start the year.
Oh, late joiner.
Yeah, late joiner. But welcome sight. Tyson is a baller. So we're going to see trips right. Left, we're going to see cover two out of Brookville. We got a fake handoff. Yeah, it was a busted play. It looked like it was supposed to be a fake, and then Talon was going to throw. He had a guy crossing through the middle of the field and saw that he had no time to get it off, so he pitched it to Troy. I don't think Troy was expecting that.
No, Troy took a pretty good hit on that as well.
He took a licking, so that's going to bring up third down and 11. We got 2 minutes and 8 seconds left to go in the first quarter, and I'd like to remind you that if I can find my paper here, because I am
there's a handoff to Laktash up the middle. He's breaking free.
Oh, he's gonna go
sideline, and he's forced out.
They almost had, yeah, great run by Laktash. Oh, man, Mark, he almost broke that.
It was close. Got him all the way down. It looks like it's going to be about the 15-yard line.
So, hey, that's what the Owls need, though, Mark. They need to get fired up for stuff like that. And getting Laktash involved in any way that you can, that's going to be a key to the game because you got to lean on Laktash. He's bringing it on defense. Now he's got to bring it on offense. But, yeah, we're down into the red zone. And so, Carol Frigo, again, you are our first quarter contestant. The Owls score here. You get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't, no worries. You're still going to get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. We got split back, twins right, receiver to the left, Talon with the clap, snap. Radio Cam can do a little rap. Talon's taking off. This first time we've seen him scramble. He's going, and he's going to be pushed out about the 4-yard line.
Yeah, an excellent run by Talon there. And like you said, we haven't seen that much at all this year.
Talon does not run. We were talking about it on the car ride down of Talon. Like, he's an athletic kid, but there's levels to athleticism. You have your speed guys, you have your strong guys. And Talon, although not the speed, he's just naturally athletic, and he just took off on the opening and just decided to take off running. Looked like Ben Roethlisberger running.
And that right was there. A 10-yard gain for a first down and goal for the Owls.
Yeah, great job for Talon. Way to see that and capitalize on it. So we're going to see twins right, single again.
It's like we got Laktash in the backfield as well again.
Oh.
Talon's lined up over here.
Yeah, they got a wildcat. A little wildcat. That's something we haven't seen all year. We got a delay. Is it delay game is what we're hearing? Yeah, delay game. Lucas, not known to play quarterback, wasn't able to get the snap off in time. So it's going to bump him back to the 10-yard line. These are the mistakes that you want. Like, if you're going to have a mistake, you don't want it to be inside the 5-yard line. So now you're pushing it back, making it a little bit more difficult. I will stick into it with the Wildcat with Lucas Laktash. He's going to take the snap, find a seam. He's going to get maybe a yard of that back. Maybe. He did take off to the left. So no bueno there. Talon's probably going to go back to quarterback here. Brookville's going to bring pressure. You're in the red zone, and they're betting on their guys. We have a minute 27 to go in the first quarter. The play clock's going down. We got Talon, Troy to the right of Talon, twins right, twins left. Brookville's moving all over the place on defense. No safety right now, Mark.
Looks like man coverage.
No safety. Sure. Ball's up in the air. We got a flag, though. Ooh,
good play by the
defender. This is probably – I didn't see what happened in the backfield. It could be a holding. Could be roughing the passer.
I didn't see Talon hit the ground, so
this might be coming back again. Holding, yep. So we'll just say that the lineman there saved Talon's life. We'll just call it that, Mark. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, so they're going to get bumped back again.
So we were all the way down to the 4 and a couple penalties, and the attempt at the Wildcat there has pushed them back. So let's see what they got. You know, this gives Talon a little more space to work with and open it up a little bit.
A little more space, but not ideal, certainly. So we're going to go back to split back. We've got Jordy to the right, Atkins to the left. You got Lucas one-on-one at the bottom. Brookville, again, no safety. They're playing man right now. Sending 8 guys to Talon. Throw it up. Not really anyone there. Brookville jammed on that route to Isaiah, jammed him up at the line, and Talon was anticipating Isaiah was going to hit that spot. So now we're going to get third down and goal from the 26-yard line for the Owls. So, yeah, you got to score here. You got 2 shots. The Owls not known, obviously, for kicking field goals, but you got 2 shots here to punch it into the end zone or at least get it close to where you consider going for a field goal. But, yeah, double twins again, and we got Atkins to the left. Talon's about to drop back. No safety again. You expect pressure. Here we go. Here's a snap.
Good.
Uh-oh, Talon. Someone came in clean. Unblocked, but we got another flag.
Flag on the ground.
Another flag, and that's probably going to be a hold. And Brookville brought 7 guys that time, Mark. 7 guys.
And only 2 of them got through. So, I mean, that's a testament to a small victory for the line there.
It's a small victory, but it's also going to be a small defeat here if it's a holding call. We're about to see. Oh, holding. Again.
Brookville.
Here's something that you don't see, Mark. It's holding on defense, on a defensive lineman when he's trying to get through to the quarterback. What I think happened was he was trying to move a lineman out of the way so his other guy could come in. Scott's free. That's about the only time that you see that. So the Owls, third down, got to get moved right back up to the 15-yard line.
So let's go third and goal again from the 15 this time.
Well, let's see what happens. We got 56 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
No safety again.
No safety again. Carol, we are rooting for you for the Owls to score a touchdown here. We want you to get this value pack meal from Toji's. Here we go, dropping back. Uh-oh. Oh, and he left it in front of him. Number 11, that's Jack. Who is 11? That is Braden Kunzelman. All over that coverage right there.
Looked like Carter Colley was who he was trying to get the ball there to that time.
Oh, Carter?
Yep.
That's a fresh face on offense. Carter, yeah. He's one of the Raptors kids that I coached my first years when we started the Raptors. Me and Andrew Hammock, Carter Colley was one of the originals. Very tall kid. Athletic, glad to see him back on the football field. He took a little hiatus for a few years. Talon, yeah, we got trips left, twins right, no one in the back. Oh, and what are we going to see? We got pointing going on both ways. Normally in this situation, you'll see a false start. But we did see a guy come completely over the line. Did he make contact with the Owls lineman is the question right now, because there was two things happening. What came first, the egg or the chicken? And it's going to be offsides. So that's going to be 5 yards. They're going to bring it down again. It's going to be fourth down and goal from the 10-yard line. So Brookville is doing the work for the Owls, keeping them in this red zone.
That's the fifth flag on this drive alone.
Jeez, Louise. We got Troy Atkins in motion to the right. It's now going to be trips right. Twins left. Logan Kohler fast in the slot. You're looking for him. Here he is, wide open.
Ball got tipped at the line.
It did get tipped at the line, but Logan Kohler was wide open in the end zone. So that's going to be a turnover on downs. Brookville's going to take over about the 10-yard line. 45 seconds left to go in the first quarter. So now you're putting your defense in a tougher spot here.
Yeah.
Now you got to hammer down on defense. You can't let this get out of hand, because they score here. Mark, that is a steep mountain to climb.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the good thing about that drive, I mean, obviously with all the flags, 5 total penalties in that drive alone, but it was a 12-play drive, and they did move the ball quite well. So
they did build on that. Yeah, set up by the big run by Lactash on that play. But here we go. We got Brookville setting up. We got the receiver split. It's going to be a handoff to number 12, to Easton Belfiore.
And Lactash in for his fifth tackle of the quarter.
Jeez. Lucas Lactash. Mark, you know what we say about Lucas Lactash?
He's a dog.
He's a dog. Clock's rolling. It's going to be second down and 7 for Brookville. We got 23 and counting for the first quarter. We're going to have twins right. We're going to see if Brookville tries to get a playoff here, because if they don't have to run a play, if they don't want to right now.
Say, don't look like they're in too big of a hurry.
Nope, but they might try to catch the Owls off guard here with like 1 second to get the snap off. They're getting set like they're going to. Oh, here we go. Playoff. Quarterback rolling to the right. Ooh. Now we got a flag again. And quarterback tonight is Noah Peterson. He's the one playing quarterback for Brookville tonight. But we did get a flag. Could be holding. For what it's worth, because of all the flags, Brookville still held the Owls without a score there, but now they're going to get a personal foul.
No, it looked like just a holding call.
Oh, did they? I saw the hammer come down by the referee.
I anticipated one there, but we got out of that one, I think.
We did. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter with the Brookville Raiders 15, the Bradford Owls nothing. This is Bradford Owls football presented by WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football and WESB Sports. So we did miss a play because a defensive penalty cannot end the quarter. We did see Brookfield was walking to the sideline. They waved them back after we went to commercial. They ran a simple quarterback draw on the play. But now we're seeing the long journey from the left side of the field all the way, every little bit of 80 yards
down to the other end. And on that last play, Lucas Laktash came flying in from the end on a blitz. And not only was that his sixth tackle of the quarter, but that's also the third tackle for loss that he's had. So he's playing hard.
Yeah, and that's something you never question with Lucas Laktash, is how much heart he has. Anything that he does, he tries to do it to the best of his ability, and he gives it 110%, whether it's football, wrestling, baseball. He does it all, and he gives it his all, and he trains nonstop for it. And he's stout little kid, too.
Yeah, and he had a good upbringing behind his brother Derek there,
yep,
who was the standout player for the Owls last few years. And I'm sure Derek didn't take it easy on him.
Oh, I'm sure not. A little bit of brotherly love. Speaking of which, the junior high Bradford Owls beat Cowdersport last night, 30-6.
Yeah, big win down there. And when I talked to Coach Gow, the best thing he said about that is he got all 49 players into the game.
That's a dream as a coach to get all kids in. But we're going to see Brookfield take it. They're going to go back on a pass. Nothing's really opening downfield. A little ill-advised throw, and it's still going to be caught. Bradford had two guys in coverage on that guy, and I couldn't see. One of the Owls slipped in coverage, and it was kind of, if you picture Aaron Rodgers' back shoulder throw, that's kind of what that looked like. He underthrew that. I thought that was going to be intercepted all day, but whoever it was that slipped, I want to say it was,
I believe it was Tyson Ray, but he had Troy Atkins right there to help attempt. I mean, Troy was right on it.
Yeah.
That ball slipped through. I mean, it was just a great pass.
It was a great pass. So Brookville's going to take over first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Here they're going to get back up in their Twins formation to the right, their wing to the left. We got a guy in motion. Fake shovel pass. We're going to see handoff right up the middle. Room all the way open for Zimmerman. And he's going, and he's going to be 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. That's going to be a long 70-yard touchdown by Jackson Zimmerman. Wow, he just broke right through the middle of the line and just cut left real quick and
gone.
Off he was, and there wasn't even an Owl in sight. No one was getting hit. He might have went through that line untouched, Mark.
I don't think he was touched at all.
Went right through that line, massive hole, broke it to the left, and he was gone. That's going to bring the score to 21-0 for the Brookville Raiders with the extra point pending. Wow, that's a dagger right in the heart.
Yeah, that one hurt right there.
That one did, but they're lining up for the extra point. Looks like it's going to be Braden Kunstman who's kicking the extra point. Here comes the snap. It's a perfect snap. Hold is great. Kunstman, it's through. And that's going to bring the score 22-0. 11 minutes and 39 seconds left to go in the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 70-yard run by Jackson Zimmerman to kind of open up the scoreboard here. Bunny Himes, though, for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes in the second quarter. Bunny Himes, if the Owls score this quarter, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. But if they don't score, again, no sweat. You're still winning something. You're going to get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So best of luck, Bonnie. We want the Owls to score here. Here's a big kickoff down to the 25-yard line. The Owls are returning it, find a seam. We got a flag coming. And oh,
Laktash.
My. Lucas Laktash, we're going to get another flag here for a late hit. So we're going to see two flags. Oh, they didn't throw the flag there. So we got a flag. We don't know what it is. It could be holding on the Owls. We're about to find out, though. The referee making this walk. Holding against the Owls. So that's going to push him back a little bit. That was a great run by Laktash.
Yeah, it was. He's really playing with some intensity, and they're getting a little bit chippy with Lucas Laktash. I'm not sure he's the kid I'd want to get chippy with.
No, probably the last one. Or the last one would be A.J. Gleason. The next one I wouldn't want is Lucas Laktash.
And Lucas has had two kickoff returns so far, one for 24 yards and one for 30 yards.
Unreal. Unreal, but here we go. We're going to see running back in, which I think is Troy Adkins, next to town. We're going to see trips left. Here, Al's got to get moving now on this drive. We've got a fake pass here. It's going to be a handoff. No gain, really, on the play. That's a deep, deep spot to do a handoff. So, oh, we're going to get a gain. It looks like he fought for a little bit more. It's going to be a gain of about one-ish, 1 yard, give or take. On it. But the Owls, short stuff, you can't go short stuff right now. You got to start spreading the ball around and trying to get it to your playmakers.
Yeah, I noticed in the first quarter, for the first time all year, they were even run to pass, 43 yards running on for the Owls that game, but only 7 yards through the air.
Oh, here's a pass by Talon. He's got a man wide open, just couldn't connect. Overthrew it a little bit. That was intended for Lucas Laktash. If that falls into Lucas Laktash's hands,
he's gone.
For a big one. So that's going to bring up third down and 9 for the Owls. Not where you want to be after giving up a big play to Brookville's offense on your when you're on the field on defense. So, yeah, they got to go.
We got to. You really got to open it up now. I see they're in cover one again with just a single safety in the back. So
expect pressure. You got to get the ball out quick, and you got to find the open man here. You got double twins. Here's a pass. Just overthrew.
Another flag.
We have a guy down on the ground. He's back up. But yeah, another flag. We're seeing a lot of this. This ain't typical of the Owls. We don't see a lot of penalty flags this early. What are we going to see here? Going to be holding against the Owls, so that's going to bump him back. Oh, they're going to decline the penalty. They're going to go ahead and make it fourth down. So it's going to be fourth down and 9. Owls are going to bring out the punt team. Brookville's coming out for punt return. Wow, you just don't want to see it get out of hand like this. But early on, the Owls have shown no indication of being able to stop Brookville's throwing down an offense. And Brookville seems to be a team on the rise. So
yeah, for sure. They, here we are, stop us if you can, and they haven't. I've noticed they've ran the same few plays.
Yeah,
multiple times.
And here's something interesting. Brookville just sends everyone on
nobody
the punt.
Back.
Nobody back there said, yeah, go ahead, punt it. See how far you get with the punt. We're sending everyone there to try to block that punt.
So that was a 64-yard punt.
You know, Laktash got a boot on him. He's got a boot on him. And I'm sure Max Preps or someone has stats on punts, but I'm sure he's got to be up there in District 9 because he can certainly boot the ball. So here comes the Brookville Raiders again, going to take the field after the last drive resulted in a 70-yard run by Jackson Zimmerman. So
looks like some fresh faces out there for the Owls on defense this time around. Looks like we got Andrew Giordano back at safety.
Oh, lucky. Lucky Giordano back there. He's another former Raptor, former dog. But Brookville, yeah, twins right, same formation again. If it's not broken, why fix it? There's Zimmerman. He's going to be brought down from behind by
Jake Abers.
Jake Abers. Freshman Jake Abers. You're going to hear this for the next 4 years. Jake Abers, Logan Kohler, Andrew Giordano, Jordy Thompson.
Oh, absolutely.
This is going to keep building up. So you got some dogs coming up from junior high, from the Raptors, that are going to make a difference here for this football program. They're a young team, Mark, very young.
Yeah, this experience, I mean, it's immeasurable right now, and it's going to pay dividends.
Oh, we got a fake shovel pass, a little, I don't even know what you call it. We had two fakes. We had a fake shovel pass, we had a fake handoff, and then we had another shovel pass to Braden Davis there. And he's going to pick up 9 yards.
Yeah, Gangloff got it. Was in on the tackle there.
You don't see that. So it's going to be third and short, third and about half a foot here. I assume we're going to see a run play right up the middle. Brookville's trying to get Bradford to jump off sides, checking the wrist coach. Hey, coach, that didn't work. We're going to move on to the play. Here comes a snap, high snap. And the owl said, Mark,
no.
The owl said, no.
No.
This ain't happening, pal.
Three guys in there. Looked like Lactash, Whitmore, and I think that's Big Jesse Taylor
big,
out there.
Big Jesse Taylor. Man, he is a force to be reckoned with on the field. So, yeah, now you're forcing Brookville's first punt of the night. That's a small victory.
Another small victory.
That's a small victory, but you still – offense really ain't clicking. So, here we go. We got, I think, Lactash or Troy back for the punt return.
It's Lactash back there again.
It's not who I want to punt to right now. He seems a little irritated.
He's got a chip on his shoulder for sure.
That's a high punt, and he's going to wave it off. The ball's going to roll down to about the 33-yard line. Lucas gave him the fake. Oh, I'm going to take it, but I'm not really going to. Brookville certainly didn't fall for it. Brookville's Bradford's going to take over a pretty decent field position at the 31, 32-yard line. On it. Mark, they got to get on that horse and ride sooner or later, right?
Absolutely.
They got to get going. Maybe you consider adding a – extra blocker in on the line or something to relieve the pressure, because right now Brookville's saying I can get in with 4 or 5 guys right now, and they're showing it. And when we go single high, no pressure's coming, because Brookville's done that every time they went single high safety. Here's Talon. Looks like he's just reminding his line to do their job.
I mean, Talon's a pretty tall kid. I mean, he's 6'1", and still their line is tall, so I think he's having some trouble seeing over the line as well as they're coming in after him. And
yeah, that very well could be. Here's going to be a run to the inside. It's going to be bottled up very quickly. It's definitely going to be a loss on the play. Looks like a loss of 2.5 yards. It's going to bring down second down and 12. On it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not entirely sure I'm focusing on a run at this game, but something's got to materialize here on this drive. You don't want to, certainly don't want to give Brookville the ball back. You're looking to kill some clock to kind of alleviate the pressure that's being put on by Brookville. So here's Talon. We got trips left. Running back in the backfield. He's going to find. Can't see who that is. That was a great catch.
That would be Tyson Ray.
Tyson Ray. Looks early on impact here. Caught the ball right in the middle. Seems like a kid who's not scared to get hit. A lot of kids in varsity football, there's a little sense of, I don't even want to call it fear, but acknowledgement that you're going to get hit. And some of them stray away from that. Tyson Ray, not that guy. He knew he was going to get hit. He was going to take a licking. And that's going to bring up third down and 5 for the Owls. Here's Talon stepping back again. A little screen to Lucas Lactash. They said I don't know what's happening. Oh, they said that it was intercepted. Bounced off the hands of Lactash. It did not bounce off the ground. And that's going to be an interception for Brookville, and certainly no challenges in PIAA. So no matter what you think, this is Brookville's ball. It's Talon's first interception of the night. Brookville's going to take over with excellent field position at the Owls' 37-yard line. Probably the last thing you want to happen right there, Mark, right?
That was tough. That was.
I thought I saw that ball hit the ground, but they're saying that it hit off Lucas's hands and went straight up into the air. So I stand perplexed.
Yeah, that I'm very confused by that, because I'm pretty sure I've seen that ball bounce off the ground.
Referee saw something different.
They got a better view than we do.
That's right. Sure. Here's a handoff right up the middle. He's met by, who's that, 53?
Angelo Powell.
Angelo Powell. Hey, I will tell you what. That running back was about to break one. Angelo Powell grabbed him. Kid kept running, ran out of his shoes. And kind of like a slingshot when you have the rubber bands wrapped around kids, slingshotted him back for a gain of only 1. That could have been uglier, but yeah, Angelo there.
Yeah, that hole really opened up on the left side of the line there. So it's a good thing he held on.
Yeah. So here we go. We got second down and 9, Twins right. No, Peterson looking it over. Little screen pass to Kunstelman. He's going to pick up 3 or 4 Oof. Yards, and this is going to be a penalty. Is it? Nope, they're going to let that one go. They're going to say momentum on it. He looked like he was a good 3 or 4 yards out of bounds when he finally tackled him, but they're going to give it momentum with the way the refs been throwing flags. I'm surprised that one wasn't thrown, but nonetheless, that's a break for the Owls, and it's going to bring up 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7 for Brookville. So we're seeing this last two drives, defense kind of hunkering down a little bit.
Yeah, they're definitely playing a lot better, and you've seen a few other guys get in on the action and playing well really right now.
Oh, and we're going to get another handoff right at the middle. The Owls are all over that one.
Looks like Jordy Thompson in there, first contact.
That's state champ Jordy Thompson, and that's going to be a gain of about 0.5 yard. We're going to see what Brookville does here, because you got 4th and 6. Here, are they going to go for it? Are they going to punt it? You can pin Bradford back, but they don't want Bradford to get the ball, so they're going to risk their chance.
Yeah.
They're going to risk it. They trust their defense if they don't get it. So here comes Peterson with the snap. He's rolling to the right. He does have a man wide open. Oh! Threw it right to – was that Ray again?
That was Tyson Ray.
Tyson
again.
Ray bounced right off his hands. Mark, he had some green grass in front of him. If he catches that interception, he has a little bit of green grass. But nonetheless, Mark, that's going to be a turnover on downs. The Bradford Owls are going to take over kind of right where they lost the ball the last drive, where Talon threw the interception. So,
yeah, and I noticed last time during that defensive series for the Owls, Coach Jitnick was on the sideline. on the sideline with his quarterback looking at their tablets out there. So maybe they see something that they're going to try to exploit here.
Certainly. We got Trips right. Talon back to take the snap. Obviously, it's a silent snap. Center decides when it's snapped. Here's going to be a shovel pass to Troy Adkins. He breaks 1, 2, 3 tackles before he's finally brought down. It's going to be pickup of roughly 5 yards here. So, hey, positive plays are positive. That's the way I look at it, Mark.
That's right. Keep small victories.
Small victories. The Owls are going to have to go up tempo. It's 22-0. Brookville over the Owls. 5 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the half. And here we go. We got Talon. We got Trips left. No, we got double twins. Double twins. Talon back for the pass. We got a pass to Logan Kohler. That's going to be an obvious first down. And another... Unless I'm blind, Mark, and you got to correct me. I don't know what my vision is. I haven't had it tested in a while. I don't know how far that out of bounds extends, but that looked like
he was almost to the bench on that.
It looked like he was almost to the Bradford bleachers right there with that tackle. But, hey, ref didn't call it against the Owls and didn't call it against the Raiders, so it's even.
Yeah, it's a 12.
They've got a little push down by the Raiders or Lucas Slip in the first half. And a reminder that Bonnie Himes is our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes second quarter contestant. So Bonnie, the Owl score, you're going to get a free value pack meal. If they don't score, you're going to get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Good luck, Bonnie. And here's Talon. We got Trips right. Silent snap again. Here it comes. Talon said, I'm going to bet on you. That's a low pass. The referee, Luke, is that Laktash?
It is Laktash.
Laktash thinks that he caught it.
Another flag on the field.
The referee said, no, we got a penalty flag on the field. And we're going to observe while the refs discuss this, because it's what we do up here in the booth. We observe things. Here we go. Oh, it's going to be an offsides against the Brookville.
Wow.
So that's going to bring it up to roughly the 44-yard line of the Raiders. 2nd down and 5. Yeah, split back, twins right.
I noticed we got Isaiah Fitton out there. It's the first time I've seen him on offense this game.
Yeah, and we got single high safety, so you know pressure's coming, and Talon certainly knows that. Oh, they don't send it. We go one-on-one. We got a man wide open, and that's a catch.
Laktash.
Laktash. God, I don't even know what the yardage was on that. It looked like a 20-25-yard pickup there from the 44 to wherever he's at, the 16-yard line. Almost a 30-yard pass, 28-yard catch by Laktash. Talon finally finds something downfield. So hopefully this does stuff for Talon's brain right here to keep him positive, keep him motivated in the game. So we're going to see Twins right. Oh, we got a little reverse here for Laktash. Nothing really happening. A little juke. He decided that he wanted to run into a giant pack of Brookville Raiders, and that's going to be a loss of about 3 yards for Lucas Laktash. The Raiders had that blown up. There's nowhere for Lucas to go.
That entire side of that line came right through.
So. Yeah, kind of caved right in. You wonder, though, that line doesn't cave in. That's probably a big game. But we got trips right. Give me second down and 12. Laktash one-on-one again. No safety in the red zone. Brookville's betting on their guys. A little dump down pass, and we're going to see a interception by Talon Reese. Looked like he tried to throw the screen, and Brookville was all over it. Looks like Brookville's been doing their homework.
For sure. They're all over just about every play there.
Yeah, they know when that screen's coming, and they have been all over them. That's been the Owl's strength, is that screen play this season, and Brookville just hasn't allowed it to happen. So Brookville's going to take over at, looks like, the 20-yard line, maybe the 19-yard line. We got 3 minutes, 44 seconds left to go. The Raiders are leading 22-0 over the Owls. We got a receiver to the left, receiver to the right, and we got a traditional I formation in the backfield. Peterson back for the snap, handoff right up the gut to, is that Zimmerman again?
It is.
And Zimmerman's going all the way down to the 38 yard line, Mark. What was the? That's another 40 yard gain.
Oh yeah,
easily. Right there, right up the middle. This Zimmerman kid.
Trying to see who got in there and got that. Oh, that was Adam Ward. He came all the way. I bet you he ran 70 yards on that. He had a great angle on him, ran him down. Definitely saved a touchdown on that.
When it's hot on that offense. Oh, when Jackson Zimmerman decides that he wants to run, he's going to run it right down your throat. He broke like 7 tackles there.
Just big, and he runs downhill.
6'1". 210 pounds, Jackson Zimmerman. We got a guy in motion. It's going to be Twins left. It's going to be a swing pass to number 5, Hayden Freeman, and he's going to go.
Ooh, nice tackle by Lucky Giordano there.
Andrew Giordano, freshman, going to get in there, and it's going to be a first down. It's going to be a completion of 12 yards. So Brookville, right away, a couple plays, all the way down inside the 20, or right at the 25 on the Owls. So they're not wasting any time. We got 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. The Raiders lead 22-0. And, the Raiders are moving right along. Jesse Taylor in, defensive end. If you just watch him, Mark. Took 3 guys down right there. And that's going to be a sack by Lucas Laktash. They finally get in, and that was actually set up by Jesse Taylor. He bulldogged.
He got 3 guys down.
3 guys down for Lucas Laktash to come in on a C-gap blitz and blow it up and get the sack. So
that's the 8th tackle this half for Lucas Laktash. And that's 4 of them have been for loss.
Dog. Yeah, this is the Lucas Laktash show, at least on defense and on offense. He's the one coming up with the big play, so.
Here we go. He's definitely playing angry.
Yep. We got second down and 13 for the Raiders. Oh, we got a shovel pass to Braden Davis. He's getting all the room in the world. He's going. He's 250 pounds. That's a tough tackle. There's going to be a penalty flag on Lucky Giordano for a late hit. That's interesting that they call it here on this side of the field, but on the other side, the referees certainly didn't see it. Not that it's going to make much of a difference. It's going to bring, instead of the ball being at the 6-yard line, it's going to break it down to the 3-yard line. It's going to be a big first down. 2 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the first quarter. That Braden Davis.
Yeah, he's a house.
He is. Who's that body lifter? He's called the Mountain. He's from Iceland. Massive. I've seen him on YouTube, on TikTok, and he's a man among boys right here. He's Goliath.
Yeah, and it looked like Lucky Giordano there had him wrapped up and out of bounds, and it was another Owl player that came over and cleaned house about 4 yards out.
Yeah, what are you gonna like? You're sending in all your momentum because you know how big the kid is, and it's hard to put the brakes on that. But nonetheless, it's going to be first down and goal from the 3 yard line for Brookville. Owls are showing blitz right here. They're going to send the house, and this is going to be handoff to Jackson Zimmerman. I don't think he's going to quite get in. It's going to be maybe a gain of a yard, so it's going to be second down and goal. We got a penalty flag out of nowhere. The referee saw something. He didn't like it. He came running over, so we're going to see who this is on. Things are getting chippy. Someone's not happy about the late hit, so
we're going to see. Evan Whitmore that did get in there for the tackle.
And it's going to be against the Owls, half the distance to the goal. So instead of at the 2 yard line, it's going to be at the 1 yard line. If you're going to do it's going to be an automatic first down, too, which is another shot in the foot. So Brookville will have 4 shots here to push it in from the 1 yard line.
The Owls really need to clean this up and gain their composure back and not take unnecessary penalties.
Yeah, certainly. Because if not, we could be looking at mercy with all these penalties. After penalties for unnecessary or personal fouls come ejections. And you saw last week how bad that hurt when we lost 2 main guys. So you certainly don't want to see it this week.
Yeah, combined between the two teams, they have 12 penalties.
Jeez. They're going to line up in a full house formation. It's going to be a handoff to number 32 for Brookville. He's going to get in on the score. That's Carson Weaver. That's going to be a touchdown. It's going to be a touchdown for Brookville. It's going to bring the score to 28-0, 1:34 left to go in the second quarter. Extra point pending. That's the fire trucks getting excited about the Brookville score. So, yeah, I mean, we saw Carson Weaver there. Jumped right over everyone right there to get into the end zone.
Yeah, it looked like Whitmore in there caught him in midair, but just his momentum carried him right into the end zone.
So we got the extra point getting lined up here by Kunstelman. He's going to get lined up. Here's the boot. Isaiah Finn almost blocks it.
No good.
Oh, no good. So the extra point's up. That's going to be no good. So that's going to keep the score at 28-0. The Owls will get the ball back with 1:34. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Radio.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We're seeing Brookville lining up for the kickoff. This is after a Carson Weaver 1 yard touchdown run with the missed extra point. It is 28-0 Brookville. We got 1:34 left to go in the first half. Mark, we got to see something happening on the offense here because this is getting ugly pretty quickly.
That's odd. The ball's laying flat for the kickoff.
Oh, that means a squib kick. And this is Jordy Thompson. He's on it. It bounced off his chest. Jordy's going to recover it. It's going to be the Bradford Owls will take over at the 42-yard line, at their own 42-yard line. So, Mark, they got to start playing with a sense of urgency here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking over the stats just this quarter alone I have in front of me. And so far, just rushing in the second period here, they've got 1 negative yard. Rushing. That's, I mean, there was a couple big pass plays in there, but I mean, even you're under 50 yards total offense for this quarter.
Yeah, and that's, you can't have that. You're not going to find success in those numbers. But we got split back formation, twins left. We got fitting one on one at the bottom here, closest to us. We're going to motion out Jordy Thompson. Talon takes a like 7-foot drop back. He's not getting sacked. Talon's just going to run out of bounds. Maybe loses a yard. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 11. So, oh no. So he did get to the line of scrimmage. So no harm, no foul, just a loss of first down You got to kind of hurry up here, though. Mark, we got Fitton again at the bottom, closest to us. We got Twins left. We got Jordy Thompson and Troy Atkins both to the right of Talon.
Maybe you're bringing in a little extra protection for him here.
All right, Talon's going to drop back. Fitton can't get open, but oh, he does. He's able to
bring in a catch.
Bring in the catch, break the coverage a little bit, get a little bit of separation. That's going to be a pickup of about 8 yards. So it's going to be 7 yards. It's going to be about 3rd and 3. And we're going to get a timeout. Did they say timeout? No, no timeout. I thought I heard a timeout from the PA announcer here. So we're going to get double Twins here. Town's got one guy in the backfield to protect him. Brookville appears that they're going to send pressure. They got six guys up on the line right now. Talon drops back. They're only rushing three. They do a corner blitz. Talon shakes out of a what would have been a sack. This is the ball thrown up, and it's going to be intercepted by number 10. That's Truman Sharp from Brookville. So Talon with his third interception of the game right here in the first half. Brookville's going to take over at about at their own 40-yard line. So out of anything that happened right there, the last thing you wanted was a turnover. And we saw, and that's a sophomore freshman mistake for Talon, is just throwing in the coverage. He's trying to make something out of nothing. So,
yeah, three interceptions this quarter. That's a tough pill to swallow for anybody. But, you know, the more I've gotten to know Talon over the last few months, if anybody's going to bounce back from it, he's definitely a candidate for it.
Yeah, for sure. He's just got to not hang his head. This isn't your best game, but got to forget about it, and you just got to keep moving on. That's how you improve. Here's a drop back by Noah Peterson. They're not done scoring yet, it looks like. Oh, big sack. That's going to be a massive loss. It looks like
Lactash first, and number 53 is Angela Powell. We're calling his name a lot, so they combined on the sack.
Angela Powell, where do you come from, dude?
He's playing like a
dog. You know, he had a barbecue and didn't even invite me, dude, the way you're playing on that field. Jeez Louise. So it's going to be a second down and 20 for the Raiders. They're not in any particular hurry to run a play here. They're probably going to get one more off and then head to the locker room with a 28-0 lead. Clock's ticking, 27 seconds and counting. Peterson back for the snap. He's going to take it, hand off the
Oh, he dropped it. I think Bradford's got
there is a penalty flag, which could be holding, but there was a fumble on the snap. Recovered by Bradford, so
I'm not even sure who got in.
Mark, this is a good thing.
Absolutely,
you just have the turnover, and then you force another turnover. We saw a flag, right? It looks like they
It looks like they picked it up.
So, hey, the Owls are taking over,
and they get the ball after half.
And they get the ball in the second half, dude. So, listen, they're going to take over. They're at their 24. They're at Brookville's 24-yard line. 17 seconds left to go. You're going to take a couple shots here at the end zone. So Talon drops back, throws one up. Looks like a little miscommunication. Lucas was running a slant or a post route, and Talon was looking for an out route right there. So a little bit of miscommunication, but that's okay. He only took 4 seconds off the clock. It's going to be 2nd and 10, 13 seconds left to go. The Raiders lead 28-0. I mean, Mark, for your confidence, going into the locker room, you want to score right here, and you kind of have to score too. Like, it's not really an option. If you want any glimmer of hope, you got to score right here within 13 seconds. So,
yeah, I think they got time for a couple more shots at the end zone. Hopefully, it only takes one here. But we'll see.
You don't even need it. You just need to get a pass that goes out of bounds. Brookville calls the blitz. They got five guys chasing Talon. Talon makes the smart decision and throws it out of bounds. Live for another play, and that took off. About 8 seconds, so it's going to be 3rd down and 10, 6 seconds left to go in the half. With your Owls still trailing 28-0 over the Brookville Raiders.
Yeah, it looked like Brookville brought everybody on that. Yeah. And obviously flushed him out of the pocket to the near side towards us here. And you're right, he made a 100% smart play. And
that's a smart move. I know it's not a completion, but throw it out of bounds.
Avoided taking a big hit there as well with that.
Yep, we got Trips right, Twins left, Talon alone in the backfield. I expect Brookville to bring pressure again. They bring five. They find Fitton, and Fitton's going to be brought down inbounds, and they're not going to be able to get the timeout in time. And that's going to bring us to the half with your Brookville Raiders 28, the Bradford Owls 0. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the halftime stats and scores and recap. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Brookville for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. I am Cam Snodgrass, filling in for the great, the man, the myth, the legend, Jimmy Kelts, who was not able to make the trip down to Brookville tonight. I'm joined by our statistician, Mark Irvin, and we just got through an ugly first half for the Owls. Things just did not go as planned for the Owls, but I'm going to give you a quick score and recap. We don't have the AD show, but our halftime is presented by CJ Wallace Engineering out of Bradford. So to get things rolling, the Bradford won the toss. They deferred it to Brookville, who obviously took the ball in the first half. So on that first drive, we saw little to no resistance by the Owls on defense. Brookville drove right down the field, took off about 4 minutes of the clock, and eventually the big back Jackson Zimmerman found the end zone on a 3-yard run. And then that prompted the extra point where we had a offsides against the Owls, which moved them from the 1 yard, from the 2 yard line down to the 1 yard line. Brookville still lined up in the extra point for the kick, instead faked it for a 2-point conversion that brought the score to 8-0 for the Raiders. So Bradford next drive, nothing really materializes. Brookville gets the ball again, same thing. Mark get the ball, methodically move down the field. They get to the 19-yard line of the Owls, and quarterback Noah Peterson runs a pop pass to Kuntzelman, to Braden Kuntzelman, and he takes it 19 yards into the end zone. And the extra point's good on that, and that brings us 15-0 after the end of the first quarter. That's how long that first quarter. Brookville ate up the clock and scored on both possessions. So second quarter happens. Owls get the football again. Nothing really materializes once again. Brookville gets the ball, and we see Jackson Zimmerman explode for 70 yards down the field. So he gets the touchdown there, and that brings us, and then the extra point's good, brings it 22-0. Then we have a bunch of little in-between turnovers. Nothing really happening. Talon in there threw a few interceptions. Nothing really happens. Brookville gets the ball. Then they find that magic again. They had the big run set up by Braden Davies, who took it about 60 yards. Gets pushed out about the 4-yard line. And this is where the final score of the first half comes. It's Carson Weaver. 1-yard touchdown run. Bullets into the end zone. Extra point. No good. And, Mark, that's how we get the 28-0 right now. Offense not working so well right now for the Owls, and defense, they have their moments, Mark, and then sometimes it looks like they're playing with six guys out there.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. There's been times for two or three play stretches where they're playing lights out, really.
Yeah.
And then there's other times, like you said, it looks like they're, you know, down several guys, and they're, you know, running over, not real sure where they're going to be, but let's hope they can get that cleaned up at halftime, get a little warmed up, and see what can happen out there, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, we certainly – what we're seeing, and it's been Bradford's Achilles heels, stopping the run, and Brookville, believe it or not, is finding their success right up the middle. The two interior linemen for Brookville are just creating a massive hole, and then you got 6'1" – oh, where is he at? Yeah, 6'1", Jackson Zimmerman, 210 pounds of muscle.
And he's running angry. Downhill, angry. He's just blowing over people.
Seems like that boulder from, I don't know if you ever watched that TV show. It was a Japanese TV show where I think it was on Man TV or something like that, where it was an obstacle course, but it was a Japanese version of it. And the boulder rolling down the hill. That's kind of how I envision this Jackson Zimmerman running. So, yeah, he just has been hard to stop. And then not only do you have to deal with that, you have to deal with number 26, Braden Davies, 6'3", 250 pounds of man right there.
Yeah, he looks like a giant out there. And I will say, though, the Owls have done a good job at leg tackling him.
Yeah.
They have not got – I've seen tackling technique much, much better this week than we have in the past. I mean, in the past, we were seeing a lot of arm tackles, which guys were running right through. But especially with these bigger backs like this, they've been doing a lot of leg tackling and solid tackling out there for the Owls.
Yeah, and it's paying homage. I mean, it's a process, and it's really traditionally, like the past few years, that's what has been biting the Owls in the butt right there is the tackle. And they would get on a guy. They're just not wrapping up. They're trying to bring him down with one arm. And I mean, the Owls for the most part are doing that, but when you're trying to, when you're a 160-pound kid trying to bring down a 250-pound behemoth, that's hard to do. I don't care who you are. Unless you are a lightning bolt, whatever it is. I'm looking up, because I know that the Zimmerman kid had a massive week last week. He won D9 Player of the Week last week. And he's averaging right now, I'm looking just up at the average stats right now. Jackson Zimmerman's averaging 128 yards a game.
That's impressive.
That isn't for a running back when you have a two-man system and you throw in little shovel passes, little motion handoffs to Kuntzelman, and you're still averaging that. That's
yeah, and I've noticed also their offense have mixed in a couple different sets in there as well. I mean, at one point we've seen them run a power eye to a wing T to run in the trips. And
yeah.
So they're really mixing it up that way as well.
Yeah, they certainly are. And what we need to see is the Owls got to hucker down on defense, and they got to stay true to what their gaps are, what their assignments are, because we're finding them out of sorts. I got the stats right here from last week for Jackson Zimmerman. Are you ready for him?
Oh, boy.
He had 37 carries last week against St. Mary's. He averaged 6.4 yards a carry, two touchdowns, 235 yards.
That's a day there.
That is a day. And it's tough when you're on a defense because you have a guy who's running like that, who's finding success towards the middle of the season. And now you got to deal with that on top of now the quarterback says, oh, we can set up the run now. And now we can start throwing the ball. And we're starting to see like, Noah Peterson, for the most part, he's been on target with his passes. I don't know what his stats are, but it's just a struggle. That's a nightmare if you're a defensive coordinator. What do you call? And because you got to stay, you don't want to get passed on, but you also don't want to get ran over either. And it's just right now the Raiders are kind of doing both to us, giving up the long pass, the 19-yard touchdown pass, and the 70-yard rush by Jackson Zimmerman. And I mean, and his 70-yard touchdown doesn't even, I bet you he's over 150 yards. He's had,
oh, I'm sure,
he's had some big gains that I didn't bring up in the first half recap, but he's had some big gains. He's at over 100 yards for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
He might be at 150 right now, but
right. And I do have our stats if you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead and give us the, yeah, give us the Owl stats.
All right. So far for the Owls on offense, we have Mr. Reese is 8-for-18 for 77 yards, three interceptions. Laktash has two catches, 35 yards, and two rushes for 35 yards. And also Isaiah Fitton getting in there, two catches, 22 yards. And we've seen your friend Kohler in there with a 12-yard speedy catch there and a shifty move. And then total, 10 rushes, 42 yards, and the 18 pass plays for 70 yards, 112 yards total on 18 plays, or I'm sorry, 38 plays, 112 yards total. Then on defense, it's been the Lucas Laktash show.
Oh, I mean, sure.
He's playing with a chip on his shoulder. Eight tackles. He combined on a sack with Angelo Powell, who is having himself a game. But Laktash also has four tackles for a loss. And with that, you have a slew of Owls that have three, four tackles, including Troy Atkins. Evan Whitmore is in there with a couple of them. One guy that his stat sheet might not be showing, but he's playing a heck of a game, is Tyson Ray.
Mm-hmm.
He's been near or involved in just about every play, and he had that big pass deflection early in the first quarter there. So, it's impressive to see him, maybe his first time out on the field this year on the varsity side.
It is,
And he's making the best of it. But we have our usual suspects with two or three that are tackles each are playing well, including Jake Avers. Isaiah Fitton's playing well as far as that goes also. And let's just hope to capitalize this, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah, absolutely. But we are going to go ahead and take another break. What Burkeville is doing a Hall of Fame ceremony right now. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with you. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WR Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services.
Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking. Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking. Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devoncroft State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devoncroft and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devon and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devon for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Brookville. This is Cameron with the Bradford Owls on WESB Sports. We got about 3 minutes and 20 seconds before we see the players take the field again. Mark, I would like to take a moment to go through some of the scores happening around D9 while we have this extended halftime. Undefeated Central Clarion is up 13-0 over Montauk at half.
Wow.
Yeah, so Montauk bringing it to the Central Clarion. Red Bank Valley's up 19-0 over Kane at the half. Brockway, they're up 13-7 over Keystone. Port Allegheny is in the third quarter right now. They're leading Union AC Valley 22-6. Karn City pitching a shutout to Punxsutawney right now, 9-0. Who we still have Karn City on the schedule. We got DuBois and St. Mary's deadlocked 20-20 in the third quarter. Cameron County 45, Sheffield nothing at the half. We got Tyrone and Clearfield tied at 14. Countersport with the 4-point lead, 12-8 over Eldred. They're at the half. Mo Shannon Valley 35-0 over Kernsville. They're at the half. Elk County Catholic 18-8 over at Bucktail down in Renavo. They're in the third quarter, and Ridgeway is just having their way right now with Smethport 28-0 at the half. So that's some scores from the District 9 area going on.
What? How's Port Allegheny doing tonight? I know they were looking for a
22-6 over Union AC Valley. So yeah, that's a North versus South battle here. But hey, we still got a little bit of time to mess around. We got about a minute 53. Football players are starting to take the field. We do have not just football tonight, but we have some exciting football tomorrow. The Bradford Raptors.
The Raptors. Yeah, playoff time, I believe, correct?
Playoff time. We got the Raptors Pee-wee. They're going to be taking on the Cameron County Storm at 11 a.m. at Fret. So if you're not doing anything tomorrow, come down and support the local boys while the Raptors Pony team, the one that I coach, we're taking on undefeated Countersport in Countersport tomorrow night underneath the lights, 6:30 p.m.
Looking. So let me ask you, Coach, what are you expecting? What do you got drawn up for us?
What do I got drawn up? I can't give away too much secrets. Just know that we're coming in with a better mindset than the last time, because last time we played Countersport, we lost 7-0 off of the first drive. So looking to see the boys be a little bit more resilient, engaged in their blocking, because blocking has been as a key to winning a football game at this level. So if they can maintain their blocks, hoping that we're playing next week and again in Countersport for the championship for the Olean Area Youth Football League. So that's what we got going on tomorrow. So we got two Raptor playoff games happening. So yeah, if you're not doing anything, you want to show some hometown support, stop down at Fret's tomorrow at 11 a.m. to catch the undefeated Bradford Raptors Pee-wee team take on the Cameron County Storm. So with that being said, Mark, the Owls, they got to find something. How many total yards of offense did they have? Or if you know a rough estimate, you said Talon has about 70 yards passing. How many rushing yards do we have?
42.
We have 42 rushing
yards. 112 total yards.
112 total yards of rushing. So obviously we got to see that number get upticked there. But Talon, we got to limit the turnovers.
Yep. And in the first half, there was a good mix of rush to pass plays. I mean, six rush, six pass. And then we get into the second quarter when the score is starting to get a little bit out of hand. I mean, four rushing plays is all they had that second period there. And they came out 1 yard to the negative total rushing for the second half. So what?
Yeah, they gotta get something going. The Owls are still stretching here. We got they put the 12 minutes up on the board, but the Owls are taking their time stretching. But defensively, you got to kind of pin your ears back and get it after the running backs and quarterback at this point and kind of sell out. If you want any glimmer of hope, the Owls are going to get the ball back. We're going to take a quick timeout. The teams are getting ready to start the second half. We're going to take a quick timeout. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devonclaw State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devonclaw and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devin and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devin for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football and WESB Sports. Live looking right now, the Owls are still stretching and Brookville looks ready to go. Here, they better be careful with this because you only get 2 minutes to stretch, and if not, it's going to be a penalty. So,
I don't really see any of the referees pushing them. I mean, nobody's even headed down there. So,
nope. They just got to be careful. They're arching the backs right now. going on.
I see they put another minute back.
They did give them one more minute. That's the reminder. Like, listen, guys, you got one more minute. But I believe, so speaking of WESB Sports Sunday, what's a big NFL game happening? A little rivalry. We got the Buffalo Bills hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mark.
I've got to be honest. I'm not much of an NFL fan.
Not an NFL fan.
Don't pay too close attention.
WESB Sports, home of the Buffalo Bills broadcast. God, that Josh Allen.
You know, I suppose I better tune in listen because, as you know what I do for a living, there's a lot of football talk there, and I kind of seem like I'm out in left field because they're talking, they might as well be talking in foreign language to me.
That's right.
So, yeah, maybe I'll listen. I got some driving to do on Sunday, so I'll definitely be tuned in and listening to that.
Yeah, tune in to 100.1 The Hero to hear the Buffalo Bills broadcast, and we're finally seeing a break in the stretch in. Brookville's been ready to go. The Owls are going to take the field. They get the ball to start the second half. You got to imagine that Coach Zetnik has something drawn up here to give a little bit of pulse to the Owls offense.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Hopefully they had some great words to get in out there, or maybe even one of the players stepped up and gave it to them a little bit. This is
the time that you want your players, your captains, to step up and lead the locker room, because as a coach, you can only do so much. You got to get your captains involved and have them lead. But we are seeing the ball being set on the tee right now for Brookville. We got Lucas Laktash and Troy Adkins back to receive. We got the kicker setting up, looking at the ball, hands up in the air. How you doing? Keep it moving. Here comes the kick. It's a low kick. Appears to be a squib kick.
Yeah, they threw a flag already.
That's going to be an offsides on the kick and tee most likely. It's about the only time that you see a quick flag come out, which kind of a good thing for the Owls because that ball bounced right off Jordy Thompson's shoulder pads and went Brookville's way.
Yeah. It almost looked like they were trying to not kick it to Laktash, which might not be a bad idea at this point.
Probably the smart move, because you got to think Laktash is a little bit fired up after that first half he had.
Yeah, and he's had two returns, 54 yards and two returns. Yep. So
we're going to get set up again. How you doing? Keep it moving. Here comes the kick. They kick it right back at Jordy Thompson again this time.
It's Adam Ward with the ball.
Oh, we got another whistle again.
No, I think they just whistled it dead. I don't see a flag on the field. I don't understand.
He must have
that.
Received that with his knee being down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Once your knee's down, you're automatically down into play in high school and college rules. Here we go. We got trips right. We got single high receiver at the top.
Good field position.
Good field position at the 41-yard line. Here comes Talon with the snap. He's looking back the pass. He gets the ball to Isaiah Fitton. Isaiah Fitton trying to get away from the Brookville defender. He's going to pick up about 4 yards. It's going to bring up second down and 6 for the Owls. So right away, Mark, they're going right after it. They're going right to Isaiah Fitton, who's kind of been pretty steady, pretty Mr. Consistent for the Owls.
Absolutely. And he's one of those guys that high-energy guy that plays with his heart on his sleeve. So I'm all for seeing him more involved in this game.
Yeah, if he's anything like his brother, which we've seen, that's a lot of energy to run around on the field. But we got a snap, and we got an early flag.
Wave dead.
Most likely going to be a false start on the Owls.
Yeah,
which, according to my sources, I was correct on that. So is that 3 times I've been right so far tonight?
Yes, sir.
Listen, with Jimmy not being in the booth tonight, I seem to be more right. So maybe Jimmy's the problem here.
Hopefully Jimmy's feeling well back home and listening.
He better be listening, because it's not very often I get to bless the airwaves with my voice of a mixture of Fergie and Jesus. So. But yeah, we got twins. We got double twins here. Talon back. We got Troy Adkins in the backfield. Look for a swing pass on Troy for this play, which he does swing out, but it wasn't going to him anyways. That was intended for.
It's like Tyson Ray again.
Tyson Ray again. So, I mean, this Tyson Ray, a little firecracker.
Yeah,
they seem to like him. Like I said earlier in the broadcast, so watching him grow up, he's always had a little bit of dog in him. So the Owls are going to recoup here. We got third down and 12 from the 39-yard line. Talon back with split back with Jordy to his right. We got Adkins to his left. Twins at the top of the field.
So like a cover one again, just one yep. safety deep.
Cover one. They're going to send six guys in on the blitz. He gets open, Scott's free. Talon has to get that ball out. If he can
just
time
missed.
Isaiah had a couple steps on the guy, but Talon overthrew him by about 3 yards. So this is going to bring out the punt for the Owls. And ideally, not how you want to start the second half being down 28-0, Mark.
No, I can only assume they were hoping to get a little bit more than that, get at least a first down in on that drive. But we'll see what happens, see if they can turn around again.
Here's Brookville. No guy returning. They're trying to get to Lucas, and he's going to get – oh, he was so close. Lucas
another
gets
great punt.
A beautiful punt. It's got a Bradford bounce, and that's going to go down to about the 20-yard line at Brookville, where number six for the Elves, he's going to go ahead and down it for them.
That is Lactash's second 60-yard punt this game.
Jeez.
This game.
Unreal. He's got a boot on him. He's done got a boot. He's got a boot scooting boogie on him. Toji's touchdown sweepstakes here. Karen Newton, if the Owls score, you're going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they do not, that's all right, Karen, because you're still going to score a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So, Karen, let's go Owls. And here we go, Brookville getting set. They got the snap off. They're looking back the pass for Peterson. He's decided that he's going to take off running. He breaks the tackle, and he's going. He's going to get down to about the 40-yard line. That's going to be
Adam Warden on the tackle.
That's going to be Adam Warden on the tackle. That's going to be a pickup of about 15 yards. It's going to get the chains moving. Peterson had nothing downfield. The Owls were great in coverage right there. But Peterson just found his open lane, kind of like Talon did earlier in the game, where Talon found an open lane just to take off and get the yards while they're available, because they don't come available quite that easy in football, Mark.
No, not at all. And, you know, I'm just looking over offensive stats from the first quarter. It's been a struggle so far, I mean, but hopefully we can get it turned around.
Here comes a handoff for Zimmerman. He jumps over an Owl, and he's going to pick up about 9 yards on that gain. He just runs so physical, and he's like a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
He bounces off people. He's okay taking hits, and he stays on his feet.
And again, we had Lucky Giordano in there. He's not afraid to take him one-on-one.
No.
He stuck his nose right in there and cleaned up with Jake Abers.
Yeah, former Raptor, Lucky Giordano. Happened to see him. I just feel like a proud dad seeing all these Raptors out here. You know what I mean? But here we go. We got Brookville, second and one. Peterson takes the snap, handoff to Zimmerman. He's got the first down, and he's still moving. If there's about as physical of a four-yard run as there is, we just saw it right there, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was Angelo Powell again making the big hit there.
Angelo, where did you come from?
I don't know, but I wish he wouldn't have been hiding the first half, because we could have really used him
first few games
there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Angelo. Got a little dog in him.
Yeah, for sure. Looks like they got big Jesse Taylor in as well on the line.
Listen, you got to keep Jesse Taylor in. That man, when I say man, is a monster.
Yeah, he looks
like Andre the Giant.
He's intimidating, and I'm 50 yards
away. I'm terrified of him. Yeah, I'm terrified of him. I stood next to him one time. Yep. Oh, we got a high snap that's going to be picked up by Jackson Zimmerman. He does turn it into a positive gain of about 3 yards, so it's going to bring up second and seven. But, yeah, Jesse Taylor. I was like a dog. I had my tail tucked between my legs when I first met him. Good friend of mine, Julie Frederick's son.
Yeah.
He's a hoss.
Looked like we had Evan Whitmore in there on the tackle.
Yeah, Evan, I'm glad we're starting to call his name more again. He first few games, he was all over the place. And his last two games, he's getting his head back into it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's four tackles so far this game for him. And
we got a guy in motion for Brookville. Fake shovel pass, handoff to Jackson Zimmerman. He breaks one. Not enough to break two. He's going to pick up about 3 yards or 2 yards. It's going to bring up – no, about 3 yards. So it's going to bring up a second and four.
Man,
or third and four.
Lucas Lactash again in on the tackle. Got him by the feet and the rest brought him – started to bring him down. The rest of the Owls just gang tackled.
That's all you want. That's all you can ask for. That's what you got to do. You got to swarm to the football at this point. When the ball goes to number nine, you have to swarm on it, and you can't rely on arm tackles. You got to get low on them. Got to get right at thigh pad level, right at the hips, and try to bring him down. So here we go. We got a third and four for Brookville. Lining up. Peterson throws a little pass. It's a little screen. Can't see to who that is. He's close to the first down.
I think the ball's loose.
He's very close to the first down. If it was loose, it was recovered by Brookville. He's very, very close to the first down. I think they're going to give it to him.
No, fourth down.
Oh, fourth down. So he ended up being a fourth and one. That this looks like fourth and like maybe 1 inch. This is about as close. So, yeah, Al, you got to send pressure here. You got to bring pressure. And you got to win your one-on-ones right now on the line. So Brookville is showing twins right. They got the wing back, which is Braden Davies. He's going to be offset to the right. Might get a QB sneak or a handoff to Zimmerman. There we go. High snap. Zimmerman, he's going to get the first down quite easily, and he runs right into
Jake Abers.
Jake Abers. Hey, Jake, you take the hit, you get the tackle. That's the reward, pal.
That's right.
That's the reward, but whether we like it or not, it's going to be a Brookville first down. The clock's going to keep on moving. It's still 28-0 Brookville with 6 minutes 47 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Brookville not in any particular hurry here to move the ball. So we got receiver left, receiver right. We got that offset eye. Guy motion. Shovel pass to Kunzelman. Kunzelman is going. He finds the seam, and he's going 10, 5, touchdown. That's going to be a touchdown for the Brookville Raiders. That's Braden Kunzelman. That's going to be a 31-yard touchdown run by Braden Kunzelman. That's going to bring the score to 34-0 for the Raiders with the extra point pending.
And again, I think that was another – I don't think he was touched.
Untouched. Untouched. Little shovel pass to him in motion, finds the seam, and just faster than everyone else in that football field. Unreal. So Brookville's going to line up for the extra point. Got him lining up. We got Kunzelman who just scored a touchdown. He said, I'm going to kick the extra points up. And it's good. And that's going to bring the score to 35-0 Brookville. It's 6 minutes, 23 seconds left to go in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WHCM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Brookville. The Brookville Raiders just scored on a 31-yard touchdown pass to Braden Kunzelman. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. The kick is up. This is about the deepest kick we've seen down to the 15-yard line. Troy Atkins on the return. He's running. He's low. And he's going to get a good little return here. He's going to get out to just about the 40-yard line for Troy. So here we go. Second stint on offense here in the second half, Mark. Got to start to wonder the Owls are going to be able to push the ball down the field at this point. I mean, it's
you know, at this point, why not throw the playbook out there and see if something sticks? I mean, see.
Yeah, you got to mix up things now. You just – whatever you throw up against the wall, see if it sticks, see what's working, what's not working. Being down 35-0 is a tall task with about 18 minutes of gameplay left. There's going to be a handoff to Jordy Thompson, a little extracurricular activity. The referee says, hey, knock it off, pal. Don't want to see that again. Next time it's a flag and you're out of here. So
it's like he lost about 3 yards on that play.
Yeah, I think that was actually Troy Atkins on the rush, not Jordy Thompson. So, yeah, lost about 2 yards there. Brookville swallowed him up. So we're going to get a second down and 12. And we got a flag out of nowhere. So I wonder, Brookville was saying something, if the Owls were saying something, and the Owls were saying something.
Pushes the ball back even deeper into the Owl zone here.
No, the referee said test me. It's only a 5-yard penalty, so I don't know what the penalty was.
Brings up second and 18.
Yeah, it's not a Not a good start here for the second drive in the second half. But here we go.
Is that Lactash? It is.
Lactash with the Wildcat. He's trying to find some room, and he gets brought down very quickly. He's going to lose about 4 or 5 yards. They're trying to draw something up to get Lactash, who the playmaker is, get him the ball, because he's about the pulse right now for the Owls offense. But that time, Brookville had no part of it. They say, hey, 11's in the backfield. We know it's going to him. We just basically spy on him. So here we go. We're going to get a third down and about 20.
Looks like they've made some changes on the line out here as well, on the left side of the Owls line.
Well, I can't see who it is, but we got obvious passing situation. Talon drops back, throws a dart, and almost intercepted by Kunzelman, and that was Isaiah Fenton who broke up the almost surefire interception. So it's going to bring up fourth down and 20. I presume that the Owls will punt here, barring anything surprising. Brookville again, they said, we don't need the returner, Mark. And so we're coming after the punter, and we're going to try to block this kick. So,
is he going to put another 60-yarder on?
Would have to. Hey, the stats don't lie, and they said that he's been putting it on, so we've got a guy returning late to the field here. So Lucas sets back the punt. Brookville, again, no return, man. They're sending everyone at punter. They almost get through again. This is a low punt, but again, good bounce. That's going to get down to about the 20-yard line of Brookville. So again, Lucas Lactash with a beautiful punt, about 40, 50 yards right there in that punt.
About 48.
48-yard punt right there for Lactash. So if there's anything to write home about tonight so far, is that Lucas Lactash, hey, he knows how to kick a pigskin.
Yeah, no doubt.
Knows how to kick a pigskin. And I had a fly right there, Mark, trying to fight me. And
I seen that.
And I wasn't having any other.
You battled him pretty good. I see. You were quick as a cat.
I don't tolerate that, a fly flying around me. It's the last thing that I tolerate. But you know, we got Brookville setting up at their own 20-yard line. The Owls defense in a 4-4 formation. Peterson with the snap. Oof. The Owls sniffed it out.
I think that was Jake Abers in there.
Jake Abers blows right past right tackle.
It was, yes.
He's a little bit fired up. That's going to be no gain, maybe a loss of one on the play. That's about the first time I've seen Zimmerman not have something positive happen offensively for him.
Absolutely. And like you said, Abers just blew by the guard on that. Zimmerman had nowhere to go. He looked up, and there was Jake.
Yep.
Jake and said, again,
hey, how are you? Tackle. Yep. That's what you get with wrestling. Teach you how to do all that. Here we go. High snap. It's going to be a handoff to
Abers again with the first contact.
Zimmerman, he's going to pick up about 5 yards. So this is going to bring up a third down and 5 for Brookville. Yeah, Jake introducing himself to the Brookville offense.
Yes, he is. That's his fifth tackle of the game so far.
And he's going to come off the field here. We got big Jesse Taylor in at the right defensive end. I want you to watch this, and for the folks at home, 6'5", and he's going against monsters from Brookville.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he towers over them. Watch him break through this line. It's guaranteed. That tax is Jesse Taylor plowing over two people. Watch. Here it is. Oh, they moved away from him. They let him in. They gambled on it. That's going to be a wheel route that goes for no gain.
Lactash in on the tackle there.
Lactash in. Sniffed that one all the way. Kunzelman couldn't get anything to happen, so Brookville's going to come on to punt. We got Lactash on to receive. So, hey, that's a stop. That's another punt.
Yeah, let's build on that and see where we can do here. Lactash definitely making a bid for player of the game here.
Oh, for sure. I don't even think that's necessarily.
Who do you got for our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes on this quarter pair, Cam?
Yeah, it's Karen Newton. Oh, we got a – that was a high punt. Lucas says, I might return it, I might not. Oh, fakes it again. That's the second time that he went for the, oh, I'm going to get you, yeah, I'm not. I didn't fall for it that time. But, yeah, Kieran Newton, if you they all score this quarter, you're going to win your free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If there is no score in the third quarter, Karen, guess what? You're still getting free stuff because you're going to get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So, I'm with you, Karen. Fingers crossed. We got to get on the board here. You do not want to get shut out, especially on homecoming night. You want to kind of leave a little bit of a sour apple taste in their mouth. Like, oh, we weren't able to shut them out. So,
right.
Got to get moving here. We got Talon back. We got double twins again. Talon setting up, trying to get Brookville to jump off. Brookville showing blitz. They're going to send seven guys get there.
The handoff. Oh, Lactash.
That might have been, as crazy as it sounds, the smartest play that we've seen all night, because that ball should have been ripped out and should have been going the other way. And Lactash, as he's getting pulled back, the Brookville guy comes out of nowhere, helmet into the ball, then gets his arms around the ball, goes to rip it. And that just tells you how strong Lucas is at the hold onto the football right there.
Yeah, and still made positive plays out of that. I mean, any
other running back in District 9 fumbles that ball. Lucas Lactash is not. So that's a 4-yard pickup for Lactash. We got split back here, Talon back for the snap. Hand off to Jordy Thompson. Oof. Not much there. They're going to lose about half a yard, so it's going to bring up third down and seven, looks like. So Talon going over to – oh, that's going to be the end of the third quarter with the Raiders having a 35-0 lead over the Owls. I believe we are in the mercy rule, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Because of significant arterial blockage, this woman had so much pain in her legs she could barely walk. She says there's a remarkable difference since she started seeing Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular.
When I first started going to him, I had problems walking. And afterwards, I didn't have any problems walking. I had to walk every day, which was very important, and it did make a big difference. I can walk up the stairs now without any pain, and that is a big improvement. I couldn't walk to church, and that's only a block and a half, and I can now.
She says she also loves the personalized attention she receives from the staff and the fact that everything is done in one building. Allegheny Vein and Vascular, 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call 814-368-8490 or visit them online at AlleghenyVein.com.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. This is the start of the fourth quarter. We are certainly in the mercy rule here, so the clock will only stop for timeouts or change of possession. If you run out of bounds, no dice for you. But Talon is setting up for a third and long here. And he's got double twins, drops back for the pass. Gets the ball. It's going to be easily intercepted by the Raiders. They're going, and he might have some room to go and run, and he's going to get down to about the 15-yard line. So that's going to be Talon Reese's fourth interception of the night. Not what you were looking for there to open up the fourth quarter. To start the fourth quarter. So worst-case scenario right there, Mark. And we also – they always – that first third quarter, one total yard of offense.
One.
That's not sustainable for success, Mark.
No, not at all. I'm just at this point, I'm happy to see the Owls. They keep coming out there and they're still fighting.
There is still fight there. We haven't seen any head hang. It's just, man, Brookville is a force. They match up quite well against the Owls.
Yeah, and on that last interception there, I'm not sure if you noticed, but that was that speedy Logan Kohler that ran him down.
Oh, he ran him down?
And that was a heck of a play. Definitely saved a touchdown on that.
For sure. So we got Peterson. He's still in the game for Brookville. It's going to be a handoff to Carson Weaver, who's going. And he's going to find his way into the end zone. That's going to be another Brookville touchdown. That's going to bring the score to 41-0 for Brookville, pending the extra point. There's 11 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the first quarter. That's going to be a 20-yard rushing touchdown for Carson Weaver. So that's the second touchdown of the night. He just found an open seam again in the middle. Ran the ball hard, kept low to the ground, and punched his way in. So not what you want for the Owls, but Brookville's lined up for the extra point right now. Here comes the kick. Oh, Isaiah Fenton was almost there. And that's going to be no good. So the Owls going to remain – the score is going to remain 41-0, 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So speaking of fourth quarter, this is T. Linneman Bertocci's touchdown sweepstakes. If the Owls score in this quarter, you will receive a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. Should they not score, which I hope isn't the case, Lineman, you're still going to get something. You're still getting a free lunch special from Toji's Substation, which they make delicious foods. And if you ever had the spaghetti and meatballs, Mark, oh.
Listen, I'm a big fan of the cheeseburger hoagie down there. Top notch.
Top notch, yeah. Top notch. I mean, Toji's got it all. And I love poutine, which is French fries and gravy.
Yeah,
guy. And I'll tell you what, Toji's does it right.
Yeah.
Love that. So, yeah, big fan of Toji's here in the Snodgrass household.
So, now that we got a minute, you got any thoughts on the collision of the game so far?
Collision of the game, I'm looking at probably Jake Abers when he swallowed that up in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Swallowed up that defender and that clean tackle, head to the side, drove him straight to the ground and against, and that was that Zimmerman.
Yeah, that's probably the first time he's been hit like that this game, for sure.
Absolutely, wasn't expecting that. So as of right now, I mean, my vote's for Jake Abers, but we still got 11 minutes to play out. So hopefully, at this point, we should start seeing the twos and threes come out for the Owls. Nothing's really materializing at this point.
Right. Yeah, get those guys in, get some experience for them, and see what it's like to play on a Friday night under the lights.
Yeah.
And
certainly, but here comes the kick. Arms up in the air. How you doing? Keep it moving. There's the boot, and that skips off the ground. I don't even think that was an intentional onside kick either.
No, neither do I. I think his foot slipped, and that's Jake Abers that swallowed that up.
So they're also going to get good starting field position, but yeah, I mean, Bradford folks probably going to look at it as that was purposeful, but the kicker slipped, and he got the top of the football.
Yeah, and it looks like they're starting out right about the 50-yard line here.
50-yard line, we got – trying to see. Yeah, Talon's still in the game.
Talon definitely in the game. Looks like he has Lactash to his right there.
Lactash to his right. You're going to see – try to get Lactash involved somehow, but snap the ball because you only have one man in coverage. You got a double Oh, the Owls missed it. They had only one guy on coverage, and Logan Kohler would have been wide open on anything right there. So that's going to bring up – that's going to be a run, but only going to pick up maybe half a yard, a quarter of a yard. So we got trips left. Two guys – oh, here we go. Now we got the third guy in coverage. So trips left, Talon back for the snap, second down and 10. Here comes the snap. Here's a pitch to Lucas Lactash. He's going to use the speed, get to the outside. This is going to come back. Lucas is rolling, though. He's going to get a first down, but this is most definitely coming back as a holding penalty. So this is going to come back about 10 yards. It's going to be second down and 20 for the Owls. But, yeah, Lucas, that's a big sign of life right there.
Yeah, for sure. That is combined now. Mm-hmm. The 16th penalty this game.
You know, not the prettiest game ever played on a football field.
No, not at all.
So certainly getting moved back. It's going to be
still second down.
It's going to be second down. It's going to be a spot penalty. So second down and 18 for the Owls. Got a lot of movement going on defense. We got Twins right. He's going to be hand up to Lucas Lactash right up the middle.
Like he ran into his own guy there.
He did run into his own guy. He's going to pick up about 2.5-3 yards on the carry. So that's going to bring it up to third down and 15 for the Owls here. So you got to get something. You got to take a shot downfield, and certainly.
And I'm not against them having Lactash back there running the ball. I mean, he's been the spark plug here. I mean, he is a little spitfire, and why not?
Yeah, at this point, why not? So here we go. Split back formation. Jordy Thompson to the right. Lucas Lactash to the left. Talon gets set for the snap. Mouth guard goes in. Hands up. Here's a clap. No snap. Now the snap. Hand off to Lucas Lactash. He's going to try to stretch the field, and he just gets bought. Oh, he's still going. It's going to be a gain of nothing. Nothing there, but that was a lot of physical play there for nothing. Looks like the punt team's going to come out for the Owls. Lucas is going to get back the punt. Clock's still going to roll because we are in the mercy rule. 9 minutes and 9 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. The Raiders have a 41-0 lead over your Bradford Owls. Oh, but this first time, breaking news, that we have a guy for Brookville returning a punt.
Oh, yes. Good call on that. Way to observe there.
Yep. And
Lactash again. Hopefully he puts it over.
All right, we got a timeout. We're going to get a tax in
timeout.
So Burfield's going to take a timeout, which means we're going to take a tax in timeout. Brought to you by Taxon Restaurant at the intersections of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. This is Bradford Owls Football and WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Brookville with Bradford Owls Radio on WESB Sports. We got a punt situation coming up. Lucas Lactash back to punt after a Brookville timeout. Lucas is back, and he gets a hold of this ball, and he's going to get a good Owls bounce, and it's going to get down. It's going to go out of bounds right at the 30 or 25-yard line, so Brookville will take over at their own 25-yard line. Mark, so what are you expecting here early on in the fourth quarter? Because we got mercy roll happening right now.
Well, we still have Lactash in there, and still quite a few of our starters are in there. So at this point, I think they're just playing for pride, and Lactash definitely has that chip on his shoulder, so he's playing for more than that.
Certainly, certainly, but you don't want to get any of your starters hurt because Brookville made the adjustments. All right, so Bradford's going to take a timeout, so that's going to lead us to another Texan timeout. Which we might actually just kick it back here and stay here since we just went to a commercial break, but that's a Taxon timeout presented, brought to you by Taxon Restaurant at the intersection of 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. So obviously Brookville saw, or Bradford saw that Brookville had their twos in. So we might see the substitutions or the twos and threes coming for the Owls. So yeah, we're starting to see different faces get subbed in here, so that's gonna probably call it a day for the Owl starters, Mark. But yeah, we got 8 minutes and 36 seconds left to go in the first quarter. The Raiders are leading 41-0. The Raiders are gonna have the ball at their 25-yard line,
and it looks like they followed suit and put in their
no, Brookville did have it, and then Bradford saw that they had their twos in, and then Bradford called the timeout there to get their twos in. So we got Logan Kohler at cornerback from what I can see. And that's about all I can see right now because it's the only number facing me. We got a motion in for Brookville. We've got the handoff. He's going to take it. He's going to get about 4 yards. It's going to ring up a second down and seven or second down and six. That was.
Looked like Matt DeCasper on the tackle there.
Matt DeCasper?
Yes, sir.
All right. That was David Johnson Jr. on the carry for Brookville. So obviously, Brookville not in terrible hurry here to get anything going. Just want to get their guys reps. We got trips right for Brookville, which is the first time that we've seen them go trips on one side. So we're lining up for the snap. Here comes the snap. He's going to hand it off. Nowhere to go, and he is swallowed by a flock of Owls. That is big. Number, is that 70?
That's Liam Haven, number 78 in there at the tackle.
Liam Haven. Hey. That's a big boy down there, Mark.
He is a big boy. And let me tell you something. You should see him on a mound of a baseball field. That boy can throw a ball.
Oh, can he really?
Oh, yes. Yes, he's definitely a standout for the Owls.
He's a good ball player, huh? Well, let's see it translate here because he's making a case for his playing time right now to try to get more reps during games. We got a late substitution here for Brookville. We got number 5 coming in, which is Hayden Freeman, who's a freshman. We got Trips Wright. Receiver to the left, and we are going to get a timeout by Brookville, and this time we are going to take a true Texan timeout, brought to you by Texan Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best homemade pierogies around. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Team Miner to ZeroSource for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMiner.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Miner!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We are still in Brookville, Mark. Pending that 30-second break that we had, we weren't able to get up and leave. So,
and
the clock's going to get moving. The ref said, let's get the clock going.
We have quite the walk to get back to the vehicle tonight. The Brookville police were kind enough to leave you a little Christmas card on your
What are you talking about, Mark? Oh, we got a big gain here by the quarterback, number four. And he's going to get a first down for Brookville. The clock's going to keep going. That is Trenton Colgan for Brookville.
And Eric Himes in forcing him out of bounds.
It's always exciting to see. Yeah, I may have parked where I wasn't supposed to park. Clearly was busted. And I own that. But we were able to get out of there, make some friends with the cops. And
I hope they have Uber here because we might need one to get as far away as I ended up parking it.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly a walk for us to get back to the car. But we have double twins here for Brookville. I don't see any anticipation on passing the ball. We got 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. And this is a big run. And the ball is a fumble. I've never seen a fumble roll that far. That's going to be a fumble, and we're going to see who's going to pick it up for the fumble. Ref's clearing up the package. The ref said, not Brookville got that back. That fumble rolled an extra 10 yards and gave Brookville the first down.
Yeah, that was Eric Himes in there with a pretty good hit and knocked the ball loose. I think he yeah, you're right. That was the ball roll that far out.
You never see it.
No.
Go through like 7, 8, 9 football players to keep rolling like that.
I remember watching that Himes young man down at Fretz because I keep score for Coach Gow down there. And that kid, he was one of the ones that you watched him play and you were instantly like, that's a kid to keep an eye on right there.
Oh, definitely.
And I've noticed he's also getting a lot of the varsity time as well with the first string guys.
Well deserved. Anytime he's had the field, he's made the most out of the opportunity.
Oof, another nice hit there.
That's going to be a big hit by...
That's like Sean Ward, number 57.
57 and on it. And our big boy, 77, and on the tackle, too. That's
John Jasper.
John Jasper. Little jazzy John Jasper there on the tackle. Clock still rolling here. We're obviously in the mercy roll in Brookville. We got 4 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. The Brookville Raiders have a second down and 7. We got trips right. Here comes the snap. It's a bobbled snap. The 33 for Brookville. The Owls tackled high there. Gave him an extra 4 or 5 yards on that.
Yeah, it looked like Zachary Waterman in on there.
Zachary Waterman, kid from Nebraska.
So, Cam, help me out with something here.
Yes, sir.
As you know, I'm a baseball guy.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just learning this football stuff. Much credit to Coach Gow for teaching me. But you said... when a quarterback is in shotgun and they just clap their hands, then it's up to the center. They snap it when?
So it's a silent snap. And what that means is when you clap, you're trying to get the defense to jump. And that way the defense doesn't know when the snap's happening. So if they don't jump off that initial clap, it's up to the center to snap. And as a quarterback, you have to always be ready for that snap. So it's just more of a – most teams do a cadence, which is your down, red, set, go. On it, but Bradford just does a silent count, silent snap, clap the hands. If they don't go, then they don't go. So it just makes it harder so you don't get teed off and the defense is able to jump the snap less likely because you don't know when it's going to happen. So
I've learned something new tonight.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Coach Kim's always here, happy to help with any of your football knowledge, but that's going to bring us down to 3 minutes to go. And that was a first down run by Brookville.
Yep. Logan Kohler got in on the tackle, saved a touchdown there. That kid's speed is flat out incredible.
Yeah, he looks like Thor and runs like Usain Bolt. It doesn't make any sense at all. Here we go. Owls get the quarterback wrapped up. That is
Eric Ruhlman with the tackle for Eric Ruhlman.
Guess what? Guess what, Mark?
Was he a Raptor or a wrestler?
Raptor. I'm so happy for these Raptors kids to start seeing the field. I expect big things for them. As we continue to see, we got a big group coming up from junior high next year, about 10 to 12 kids coming up from junior high that were former Raptors. So for me, I'm excited. I get happy when I see some of my former boys out here.
Oh, by all means.
I get very excited about it. So it's going to bring up a second down and 11. Quarterback gets the snap, high snap. Bradford runs right past him. That's going to be a good chunk there. It's going to be a pickup of roughly about 8 or 9 yards. It's going to bring up third and short for the Brookville Raiders. A minute 52 remaining in the game.
And I'm not sure if you noticed that, but that number 57, Sean Ward, that back just had two blockers in front of him. Sean Ward went through both of them, knocked them down, and knocked them back down. So he tackled all three guys on that play.
Yeah, Sean Ward wasn't being denied on that tackle.
No, he was not.
He said, I'm getting this tackle, because it was a touchdown-saving tackle. That kid had all the room in the world to run. Brookville, minute 25. It's going to be third down and short, third down and two, it looks like. Here comes the handoff. And he's going to punch his way through. He's going to get down to about – oh, the pile's still moving. He's going to get down to about the 5-yard line. And that's going to be another first down for Brookville, which should bring us to the end of the game unless Brookville wants to add one more just because like points.
Dawson Smith was the first point of contact on there. And
so here we go. We got 49 seconds left to go. Brookville lined up. Trips left. They're going to try to get one more playoff here. They got 10 seconds left to go at the play clock.
Yeah, they're definitely taking their time here. Not in a rush for anything.
Nope, and they're going to take the knee, and that's going to do it.
Yep, just run the clock out with 25 seconds to go.
25 seconds. The teams are respectfully going to their own sidelines to line up for the handshake. While they do that, we're going to go ahead and take a break while we get everything together, our stats put together, and our recap. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
298 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. The Bradford Owls fall to the Brookville Raiders 41-0. After a game which didn't really see, the Owls were kind of off their game.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how to explain it. I mean, it was just looked like you had a few guys that were just playing with their hearts on their sleeve and that just didn't rub off like we were hoping to.
No, certainly not. I mean, we just saw Brookville just kind of take the game away right in that first half. They weren't being denied other than probably a sloppy second quarter. Brookville still found a way to add some points up onto the board, which ultimately led to the Owls' second shutout of the season. And that the Owls are going to move to 0-7 on the season, while Brookville is going to move to 3-4. But I'm going to go ahead and do a quick recap of the scoring, and then I'll send it over to you for some stats, Mark. So starting off in the first quarter, the Brookville methodically moved down the field, positive play after positive play after positive play. And ultimately, Jackson Zimmerman found the end zone on a 3-yard touchdown run. That brought the score to 6-0 after an offsides on the extra point. The Raiders elected to go back out for the extra point and kick it, but unbeknownst to us, they faked it, and Kuntzman went in for a 1-yard scamper to make to extend it to 8-0. Later on in the fourth quarter, after forcing another Bradford punt again, Brookville charged down the field, little to no resistance, and Noah Peterson finds Braden Kuntzman on a 19-yard pop pass, which brought the score to 14-0. And the extra point was good, and that brings it to 15-0 at the end of the first quarter. Starting out in the second quarter, one play goes nowhere. Second play, Jackson Zimmerman for Brookville bust off a 70-yard touchdown run untouched. Brings it 21-0, extra point, good on that. Scores now 22-0 in the second quarter. And then all the sloppiness, all the penalties, the turnovers. I think there was about 4 turnovers between both teams before Brookville moved the ball down the field on a first down and short after a personal foul, or a first down and goal from the 1-yard line after a personal foul. Carson Weaver of Brookville dives into the end zone to make it 28-0. Then the extra point, no good, misses left. And that's the score at the end of the first half, 28-0. So coming out in the third quarter, Bradford has the ball. No positive yards. They have to punt the ball. And Brookville gets the ball, charges down the field, gets to the 31-yard line. And that's where Noah Peterson for a second touchdown finds Kuntzman again. Completely goes untouched on a shovel pass, and that's a 31-yard touchdown pass, and that brings it 34-0 with a good extra point. That's 35-0. And then in the fourth quarter, after an interception by Talon Reese, they move the ball down the field, get to the 30-yard line again, and this time it is Carson Weaver for a second touchdown for 30 yards, and that brings it 41-0. We're in a mercy rule at this point, extra point. No good, just underneath the crosshairs. And that's really where the game just ended there because mercy rule was going on. But that's the final score, Brookville 41, Bradford nothing. So really just not the Owls' best game. I can't say it's the worst game of the year because that first game won. But really other than that one drive where they were down at the 5-yard line, the Owls really didn't generate much on offense, let alone any first downs, which I am going to kick it to you for our stats of the game, Mark.
All right, our stats of the game overall, they only had 43 yards on the ground and 74 passing for 117 total yards. That's a tough go.
That is a tough go. That's less than what we got.
They only ran 19 offensive plays in the second half. I mean, a lot of that has to do with the running clock.
Yeah, sure.
But Talon Reese finished his night 9 for 22, 74 yards, and those four interceptions. Lucas Laktash, 2 catches, 35 yards, 5 rushes, 39 yards. Isaiah Fitton, 3 catches, 26 yards. And that's pretty much everything on offense.
Yeah, not a lot happening on offense.
And defensively, Lucas Laktash played very well. 9 tackles, 1.5 sack. He combined on one there. And 4 of those were tackles for loss. Jake Abers, 5 tackles and a sack tonight. And Evan Whitmore, 5 tackles. And Eric Himes comes up with 5 tackles and caused the fumble tonight.
Yeah, good job for Eric Himes. So, I mean, and the defense did show signs of life. There was times that they looked really, really good, and then other times they just looked like they didn't care to play defense. So,
yeah, and even Big Sean Ward came out, and towards the end of the game there, he laid down a couple good hits, had some nice tackles in there. Dawson Smith came up with a nice big tackle, and Matt DeCasper also with a tackle in there. And I mean, perfect form tackle for him, and he was one-on-one with the guy. Had he not made that tackle, that guy's running 80 yards.
And that's going to bring that and that potentially the score, at least 41 and not 47 or 48, nothing. So a few more things here, Mark. So I'm going to go ahead and kick it to you for our collision of the game. Who do you think that was?
You know, that one play in the third quarter there, I'm gonna have to give it to Jake Abers. He went right up against big old number 9 there, and he was not scared. He did not back down, and he laid a pop down on him.
Yeah, he certainly did. Yeah, good form tackle and kind of lifted him up a little bit, drove him to the ground. That's going to be our Love Collision of the game, presented by Love Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. And Mark, we got to figure out an MVP for this game. Who are you thinking?
I'm thinking the man was on a mission tonight. He was all over the field. That, again, goes to Lucas Laktash. I mean, just another great game by him.
Yeah, Lucas did have the big, 35-yard rush?
Yes, yep.
He had the big 35-yard rush. They kind of started leaning on him offensively. He did have another 20-yard rush, but it was called back on holding. The man was punting 60, 50-yard bombs. And defensively, he just completely stood out in the absence of A.J. Gleason and Joe Carey. So, and,
I mean, let's not forget, he had almost 60 yards in punt return or kick return yards
on top
of
that. Yeah, so I think we're in agreement here that our Model T MVP of the week, sponsored by Model T and Derek City, is going to go to Lucas Laktash. Way to go, Lucas Laktash.
Excellent job, Lucas. Proud of you.
Excellent. So next week, well, the next 2 weeks, the Owls are going to be at home. Next week, the Owls will host St. Mary's. They're going to catch the pregame for Bradford Owls football on WESB. Starting at 6:45, the Owls again taking on the St. Mary's Dutchman. And then after that, we got Carnes City at home, and then we have our final game of the season at Kane. But nevertheless, Mark, they got to get something clicking. There's 3 games left to kind of make some noise. Unfortunately, we're at 25 games on a losing streak. We hope that next week we can make some noise because we played St. Mary's tough last year, and we almost pulled off the upset. So hopefully next week we're able to do the same. But on behalf of my statistician and my color commentator tonight who's filling in for me, Mark Irvin, and my director at the radio station, Nick Youngs, I am Cam Snodgrass, and this is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Radio.